Thursday already here at the Frosty Heidi and Frank Show and everywhere else. Broadcasting live from the Morongo Casino Studios here in Los Angeles. You know, yesterday, you know, we didn't mention that we're doing that pet adoption day.
Oh, yeah, Saturday.
I was like, we didn't mention that all day yesterday, so I want to remind you right away, right off the bat. Tell them, Heidi.
Yep, this Saturday, it's going to be from 10 to 4 p.m. We're going to be down in Long Beach inside El Dorado Park. This is all hosted by SPCA LA. And they're going to have pet adoption specials. We're going to be there, giveaways, food trucks, a ton of fun. I think Frosty's coming with his dog, Denver.
Yes, my dog is getting groomed today to look all pretty.
Yeah, I'll be out there. I think it starts at 10, so I'll be out there right when it starts. And no, I usually stay for a while because it's hard to leave the puppies.
I'm doing great.
Yeah, Patty always goes home with one.
Yeah, well, that's what you're supposed to do. You come out, you hang out, and you go home with a dog or a cat.
No, I was talking about your lady. She always goes with the guy, and you go home with a dog.
How dare you?
I'm going to be out there as well. I didn't know I was going, but I found out yesterday that I'm going too.
I saw you on the schedule.
Frosty's got his dog. I heard a grooming a session being planned for
today
you.
Because he's all his hair's all matted. I've been 6 months behind
he's
in combing.
So pretty.
I can just see you going, yeah, he always looks like that. he just woke up like that.
Oh, he cleans up really well after about 5 hours in the grooming table.
Yeah.
But he needs it because.
That might be a mistake.
Why? Why would it be a mistake?
Because once he gets all groomed and looks all show quality. When they're looking at the other dogs.
Well, that's true.
People will be disappointed.
That's true.
No, but then you go, listen, this dog here can look like that too. He just needs a bath.
No, not really. The rest are pale. They're all mangy mutts. You're right. I should get him in. He should look terrible when I take him today,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I should have rolled him around the dirt or something.
It's too late. I've already got a schedule.
All right.
So I'll be there around noon as well. So that's fun. That'll be Saturday at Inside El Dorado Park, Long Beach. Inside the park.
Mm-hmm.
Also today, we're qualifying people to win tickets to Aftershock Festival at Sacramento's Discovery Park. All brought to you by, visitsacramento.com. Are we still doing the prize popcorn today, Eric?
Well, it worked out so well yesterday, I thought we'd just continue.
All right, if you hear the prize popcorn popping, then you'd be the first to call, and you're going to get corn tickets. Wow.
Very good.
And then you'll be qualified for the Aftershock Festival tickets. Okay,
up
so it's for corn popping. Mm-hmm.
It went over so well yesterday. I'm guessing other radio stations will be copying.
Oh, it's going to be a thing.
I'm sure they will.
Yeah,
the next wave of radio broadcasters.
The next time you hear popcorn popping, you'll think of us.
Started here.
Also, we're going to play Who's Going to Hell in a couple minutes. So if you'd like to participate, give us a call. 1-800-955-KLOS is the number. Some random person who plays with us is going to win a prize. So give us a call. 1-800-955-5567. Let's find out what's going on in traffic. What's going on, Lisa?
Well, a little bit of drizzle this morning.
Now, back to Frosty, Heidi, and Frank.
Nonstop for the next 40 minutes.
On 95.5-KLOS.
Sorry.
You okay?
I was getting choked up looking at my hell story. It's very sad. Sorry.
No, it is?
Yeah.
I was looking yesterday for some good, juicy hell stories and didn't really find any. It's like, I think the world's becoming a better place. Because this particular part of the show, Who's Going to Hell, is where we search the world for the most horrible news stories on the planet. And they're true. But you never hear them on just regular news because they're so bad that you can't even tell people about them normally on normal news. So we find these stories and bring them to the table here and compete with each other to find who found the story that's most worthy of eternal damnation. Now, the story is so bad, and unfortunately they're all true, that we have to lighten the mood by giving them a nickname or a contestant name that we enter at the end of the story. And then you call up 1-800-955-5567 and you vote for the contestant's name that you think is most worthy of hell, okay? So, yeah, I was looking around and didn't really find... You found a good one?
Well, like you and Eric, I mean, we were all looking yesterday afternoon and we're going, what's happening to the world? They're cleaning this. The world is getting to be a better place. It's so disappointing for this feature. And I didn't have anything yesterday afternoon. Then finally, late at night, I stumbled on something. So the world has redeemed itself.
All right, let's play.
Who's going to...
I wasn't here last week, so I have no idea who won.
Who do you think won?
With you three, it's a crapshoot.
Well, it was a blowout, I'll tell you that.
It was a blowout. So, obviously, if you wanted to guess who won, it must have been you.
I don't know. I did.
Heidi, of course.
Yeah.
It was
she
skunked
like
it. We didn't get a single vote, did we? Well, it's just all Heidi.
What was your contestant's name? Do you remember?
There was a lady who brought her dog with her to the airport, a little puppy, and it wasn't in any sort of cage or containment or anything. And she was on probation. She wasn't allowed to have a dog anyway. So she still needed to catch her flight. So she went into the airport bathroom and flushed the puppy down the toilet. And a woman who went in about an hour later found the puppy that had been drowned in the toilet.
My God.
Yeah.
And so I think my nominee for Who's Going to Hell was I flushed that Shih Tzu.
Oh, my God.
See, how can
no
you
wonder.
Not
yeah, she yeah. Yeah, that's a,
she yeah, I kind of
people just love saying Shih Tzu on the radio.
I pandered a little to the audience. But hey, I don't care. Win's a win.
How are you on probation so bad that you can't even own a dog?
Yeah,
I guess. Was it a dog crime that she couldn't own a dog?
I don't even think.
Can you commit a crime that you can never own a dog again? I mean, that's like written somewhere on your permanent record.
It was like
record.
For 5 years she wasn't allowed to own
animal cruelty, I'm guessing. They wouldn't allow you to. It must be something like that.
Yeah.
All right. Since you won last week, Heidi, you can choose to go first or pick somebody else.
Yeah, look, I got to look here at everybody here for a second. Well, it brings up whatever. Whatever. I'm going to go with Eric. Okay. He doesn't get to go first very often.
All right. A Georgia woman has been charged with felony murder in the death of her 3-year-old son after she left him unsupervised for more than 14 hours, and then he drowned in the above-ground swimming pool, and it all happened on Memorial Day. But don't worry. The boy's brother was supposed to be watching him. He's only 4, and he had an 18-month-old. They were all left alone for the 14 hours. She's charged with felony murder and 4 counts of first-degree cruelty to children. So a mom abandons her 3 kids for 14 hours, and the toddler drowns on Memorial Day. My contestant for Who's Going to Hell is Red, White, and Turning Blue.
Oh.
Well, you know, that's
my God.
Horrible story.
Yeah, it is horrible.
It's pretty bad.
Memorial Day.
Eric, that's really bad.
Red, White, and Turning Blue. All right,
I'll
Heidi, who goes
that.
Next? Oh, you want to follow that?
I think strategically I'll go. I also, another dog story this week. A Chinese man accused of stabbing his small dog to death and throwing the dog down a garbage chute says he did so in self-defense. The dog belonging to a man but only 16 pounds, the man told police his pet was acting irrational and then scratched him twice. So he stabbed his dog in the chest multiple times with a knife. Dog died, of course. The dog was stuffed. The dog and the knife were stuffed into a bag thrown down the trash chute at the guy's apartment building. A building worker happened to see the bag with the dog's head sticking out come down the chute. So man stabbed his little dog to death, claiming self-defense. My nominee for Who's Going to Hell is My Beagle is Now a Bloodhound.
Mm-hmm. My beagle is now a bloodhound. Mm. Okay, who do you want to go now, Frosty or me?
Frosty.
Oh, damn it. I want to follow that.
My story concerns human beings.
Oh, okay.
And a very bad man in Albuquerque, New Mexico, a man with several names. Nobody needs this many names. 38-year-old one Enrique Rafael Ramirez Rene Lopez.
That's worse than John Jacob Jingleheimer Schmidt.
I'm sure it is, Heidi. But this guy...
Yeah, can I follow that?
This guy, a 38-year-old janitor working at the Barnillo Medical Center where they keep people in comas, a coma ward, apparently was sexually assaulting women in a vegetative state, like dozens of them. Authorities were warned by the man's girlfriend that he was sleeping with women in the comatose state at his workplace after the couple got in the fight, and she threatened to leave him. She says, he told me I was boring in bed.
Oh, my God.
I mean,
that's the ultimate insult. I've been banging chicks in comas for like years now, and they're more active than you.
She's such a pillow queen.
He says he can get laid as much as he wanted at work.
Oh, my God.
And she says, I got suspicious because he worked in the coma ward. Sadly, this is where it gets really icky. He often joked, this is the woman talking, he often joked about the patients in the coma at the hospital. He liked to brag how he could fart in their faces, put on music really loud to annoy them, and they wouldn't tell him to turn it down. She says he even sent me selfies of himself on Snapchat with his pants down while he was farting in their faces. And, of course, he had sex with several of them. She went to the police. I can't tell you the traces of what they found all over them that was his, but it was everything that comes out of a human being. Was all over all of them.
Ooh, everything.
Everything.
Well, that's aside from the fart speckles.
It's about everything. Everything.
Even
earwax. Okay. My God. Anyway, the guy's now been arrested, thank God. Well, my story is called... Coma, 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 coma women. I come and go. My foul wind blows.
Wow.
You don't have to do the whole line.
What do you want them to say when they call in to vote for your contestant?
Just simply say... Coma, 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 women.
Okay, there you go. Coma, coma, coma,
coma, coma, coma, coma, coma, coma, coma, coma, women.
All right, there you go. Okay, and finally, 17-year-old Jeremiah Robinson has been arrested and charged with the murder of LaDadrick Ray J. Cox. This is just hours after graduating from Carter High School in Dallas. Cox and several of his friends were celebrating and stopped at a 7-Eleven convenience store. And it was there that Cox and his friends got into an argument with a group in another vehicle. One of the people in the vehicle with Cox was a female teenager. And when the young lady went to pay for gasoline inside the convenience store, the driver of the second vehicle started making comments to and about her. Cox went over to the people in the second vehicle and appeared to have the issue resolved after they shook hands. And after the group drove away, the suspect vehicle followed, pulled beside it, and fired several shots. In all, three people in the car were shot. Cox was taken to the hospital but died with his injuries. This is hours after graduation. So, suspect arrested for murder of teen killed hours after graduation. My contestant for Who's Going to Hell is Busta Cap and Gown.
Craig.
So, 1-800-955-5567 is the number.
Who's going?
Quick reminder of our contestant names. You went first.
Mine is Red, White, and Turning Blue.
My beagle is now my bloodhound.
Coma, 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 women.
And bust a cap and gown. All right, let's see who was first. That would be Joseph was the first one through. Hello, Joseph.
Hey, good morning, you guys. How are you?
Pretty good. Who's going to hell?
This was really close, but I'm going to go with Eric on Red, White, and Turning Blue.
All right.
Look at that.
Eric gets a vote. Thank you, Joseph. Next would be Kelsey. Hello, Kelsey.
Hi, good morning.
Who's going to hell, Kelsey?
Coma, 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 whimma.
Nice job.
Thank you, Kelsey. Yeah. Love your grammar.
Kelsey, I'm going to send you to see Def Leppard with Poison and Tesla at the Citizens Business Bank Arena June 14th.
Well, awesome. Way to go. She's a winner already.
Stay on hold. That's a vote for Frosty.
We're on the board. Yay.
Okay, next up is going to be Johnny. Hello, Johnny.
Hey, good morning, Frosty, Heidi, and Frank. I'm going to go with you, Frank, with Bust a Cap and a Cap and Gown.
Bust a Cap and Gown. Thank you, Johnny. All right, next would be David.
Boss Trek, how many votes you have?
Oh, I don't have any yet.
Oh, okay, just checking.
Mm-hmm. Hello, David.
Hi.
Who's going to help?
This is Eric, Red, White, and Turning Blue.
All right, thank you. And Vince. Hello, Vince.
Good morning. I'm going to go with red, White, and Turning Blue.
Oh, Eric! All right. Finally, Eric's got a victory this year.
Good job.
I don't know if you've had victories in the
past. I had a run of four victories, thank you very much. It's just been a while.
And it was a tough week to find good stuff, I know.
Yeah. Vince, I'm going to give you a prize, too. I'm going to send you to the CARE concert.
Okay, great.
An event raising money for homelessness hosted by Kelly Osborne at the Palace Theater, June 10th. So you stay on hold.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Way to go, Eric. Congratulations.
Good job. Good job.
Well, I'd like to say thank you, but it's horrible. A three-year-old died on Memorial Day.
Take your win.
It's the one victory you don't want to gloat about too much.
I win!
Take the victory.
Enjoy it. Bask in it.
I still feel like I deserve some sort of special interest award for saying the worst thing you possibly say to another human being. You're worse than people in the coma ward that I have sex with.
Yeah.
I mean, if that doesn't insult you, if that doesn't hurt your self-esteem about how bad you are performing, nothing will. You're boring.
He sent her pictures, though, of selfies of him farting in their faces?
Yeah, and, you know, it's
maybe
do
that's
that.
Why she's not very good in bed. You're not really a Casanova. You're at work texting me, hey, look, honey, I'm farting in this coma chick's face. Well, I'll be naked when you get home, honey.
You know, so that sexy. Turns me on.
How's this guy find a girlfriend people like me can't? Plus, he's got too many names to remember.
Right.
Everything but Jose is in there. Juan Enriquez, Rafael Ramirez, Romero, Rene Lopez, Vini, just choose three, for God's sakes. Anyway,
that's your biggest fear about being in a coma, Heidi? that the orderly or whoever's the night nurse is going to
Well, I think my biggest fear of being in a coma is being aware and not having anyone think that I am aware.
Oh, yeah.
Being in a coma, if I'm out, whatever.
Really? You're giving consent?
No, I'm not giving consent.
That's what she just said?
No, I didn't. But I'm saying what would suck is that I am aware and I can't do anything about it and this man's on top of me or farting on my head. And I'm going... No, please. Inside my head.
If you had to pick one person in this room to be your coma nurse, who would it be?
Anthony.
That's consent, Anthony.
He's got a trustworthy face.
Just the way she said it.
Anthony. It's always the ones that you trust the most, the trustworthy face in the big Jeffrey Dahmer.
If anyone's going to fart in your face, it's going to be Anthony, right? Yeah. Is that what you're saying? Okay.
What starts as a Swedish sponge bath ends somewhat differently, I'm guessing.
And then Frosty's a close second.
Oh,
somehow
thank you.
I think he would just really take care and not do anything bad.
Really?
To me. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
He's
no.
a God-fearing Christian man, aren't you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Even for people in comas. Even after my 22-year dry spell and you're in a coma. Even then, as I give you a sponge bath. Even then.
It's the God-fearing Christians you got to worry about. Yeah. Think of that deep, dark side.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody's watching.
I'm so pent up.
Yeah.
I just got to take it. I got to have it.
The only person going to see me doing this is Jesus, and I can just ask him for forgiveness.
Right there at the end, you just go, sorry.
Would you leave the Christians alone for Christ's sake? It's about people in comas and sexual perverts. Not Jimmy Swaggart.
If you happen to be out and about today, the FHF Mike Thompson RV is out. It's going to be taking the 10 East to the 57 North, to the 210 West, to the 118 West, back to the 405 South, then back to the station.
Well, that's all they
say. Big giant loop in northeast L.A. and the Foothills Valley of L.A. back to the west side.
My God.
Yeah, if you happen to see it out and about on the roads today, this morning, be sure and take a picture of it and hashtag FHF show on your social media for your chance to win a pair of tickets to the Port of Los Angeles Lobster Festival. Lobster. You know, probably the biggest turnaround and comeback of anything in history.
Of all time.
The lobster. Because at one time it was the cockroach of the sea and it was fed to prisoners as a cheap food. It wasn't a delicacy.
They didn't
eat lobster. How do you go from being a cockroach to being high-end chow?
That's a good publicist right
That's
there.
That's the biggest turnaround in history.
How did they do it?
That didn't make any sense because it's delicious. Did they not have any butter back then?
Maybe that's what it was.
No melted butter.
Think of lobster without any butter.
Once the butter turn was invented. Get those lobsters out
lobsters
of prison.
Took off.
Get to dipping.
If only we could grow lobsters in big ponds of butter. So they're pre-buttered when you buy them.
Pre-buttered lobster.
Little
Frosty,
butter oceans.
You're a genius.
See?
You're going to be loaded.
Must I think of everything?
Just beakers of butter growing lobster tails inside?
No, I want free range. Big ponds.
No, you grow them and they don't even have shells on them. So it's the butter.
It's just the tail swimming around.
Right. No, you just get them and they're
right.
I
feel less
go.
Guilty killing it. Wasn't really a sentient being.
And I just do think, too, I mean, I'm an animal lover, but I do enjoy lobster every once in a while, but the biggest... what I hate when they do is they have you pick your lobster out. They bring it to the table and it's alive still. And it's like, hi. And I'm like, well, I'm not having lobster now.
Why not?
I can't do it.
Well, it's not like you're looking into its eyes and falling in love with it.
It's not. It's just, it's like right there. And I'm going, can't do it. They're like, well, this worked for you, ma'am. This is Lenny the Lobster. And then they name it. And you're like,
Lenny the Lobster.
And you're like, no, I'm not. Get
and it's looking at you like this. You're like the governor with the last chance reprieve. Someone on death row.
I give reprieve.
No, but
give her a thumbs down. Kill it. Eat it.
You get back to the aquarium. So it goes back to someone else's plate. They don't throw it into the ocean because you said no.
Well, it's back to the aquarium and that's on whoever. It's not going to be on me. Not tonight.
Weirdly, I had no trouble catching a fish and eating it because it's just a fish. Which is weird, because fish are pretty to look at in an aquarium.
Yeah.
But a lobster's got that face, that pathetic face. It's its claws, it's rubber-banded.
It's not cute.
It's
oh,
captive.
Rubber-banded, I know. It's
miserable.
Yeah.
It's looking, you help me, help
it's
me.
It's a little
I fish are way cuter than lobsters.
I know, isn't that weird? But
yeah.
Well, not the ones
the
you
freshest
eat.
The fish I've ever eaten, I was deep-sea fishing and pulled in an albacore tuna. And they got these little miniature like bats, aluminum bats on the boat. And so when they pull the fish in, they kind of get this giant hook pole. They hook it so they can lift it up into the boat. And this thing weighed about 45 pounds. And they crack it on top of the head, and his jaw drops out. And they then he threw it on the deck. Slice. Wasabi. Sushi. I mean, it was breathing a second ago, just minding his own business. All of a sudden, I'm eating him.
They didn't complain it wasn't fresh enough, like someone from New York.
I'm like, can you send this back?
Yeah.
Smells a little fishy.
And was it incredible? Like,
yeah, it was like vaporized sushi. It was just in your mouth, gone.
Oh, man.
But it was the best fish ever.
But it's psychological ambiance. It's like going to Starbucks with the fancy tables. Oh, I'll pay $4 for this cup of coffee because look at the setting. See, you're in a boat.
In the middle of the ocean on a boat.
Well, it's kind of like that.
Pretty, I just battled this thing, you know, for a while, pulled it in, and smack, eat.
Poor fish.
That's crazy.
Yeah. And I don't think they even hit him hard enough because he was, I mean.
Oh, no, they got to be dead before you start slicing them up.
And plus, when they put it on, you know, your plate, it was the meat was
wiggling
still kind of moving.
Oh,
and you're like, oh, my
no.
God. Is that right? And he's like, that means it's fresh.
Oh, could not have. It's
gonna be dead.
So it's like I was French kissing it when I put it in my mouth. I had this like piece of sushi
God.
Just it was wrestling my tongue. It was the best. We made out. That's the way to eat it.
Have you ever French kissed a fish? That's amazing. I don't think I've ever had anything.
No, we all grew up in the Midwest, and my grandma had a farm. There'd be huge farms all around her. So as a kid, I spent every weekend at grandma's farm. We'd go see her. I've seen animals slaughtered and butchered in front of my face, and I've seen how they used to kill cows with sledgehammers to the forehead.
Right.
And, you know, pigs going by in conveyor belts, you'd slicing their. I've seen awful, awful, awful things.
It's horrible.
I love animals too much to ever look at that stuff again. I want my meat pre-killed and in a nice package.
You don't even want it to resemble
at the grocery
an
store at Ralph's.
Right.
Or brought out to me on a nice sizzling plate. I can't say, kill this lobster and let me eat it. No. Or kill this fish.
But it's still getting killed.
I know.
You're still eating it.
I just, it's
the demand of you, which is your
looking,
stomach.
How dare you look at my belly? I know.
The supply to reach that demand.
I know.
You're inadvertently, without saying thumbs up, thumbs down, killing so many things to satisfy you.
I know. I wish I could be a vegetarian, but meat is so delicious. And all the meat I eat is pre-killed. It's already dead. So it's going to spile and be thrown away if I don't eat it. So that's how I can do it.
Frosty thinks PETA stands for People Eat Tasty Animals. It's a problem.
Yeah. Oh, Frosty.
What?
Got a text coming in from the 714. If you'd like to text the show, you can do that. Just text FHF and then your comment to 68683. Frosty stories, fake news.
What? Really? I just printed it yesterday.
Someone saying hoax alert. They looked it up. Fake news. Hospital employee not arrested for impregnating 26 women in a coma.
You're kidding. I was so proud of that story last night. Really? Is
Remember
it?
Heidi found that one fake story about the woman who tried to put a baby back in her vagina?
Yeah, she wanted
to experience birth.
Uh-huh.
Well,
I'm sorry.
Well, at least you didn't win, though. We don't have to put an asterisk by this.
Yeah, who cares? I didn't win.
You didn't win, but that was so over the top that it's not even real.
You know, okay, admittedly, the source I got this from was not my usual sources.
Yeah.
It was on Facebook.
So thank God it's not real.
Okay, fine. But I'm so desperate for a story, I went with it.
Whew! All right.
So it didn't happen.
It's still
so
funny,
there was
though.
No coma. There was no, well, okay, yay.
I love the part. It's fake news, but they threw in there. You're worse than these chicks in a coma I'm having sex with. You just lay there.
It is quite the slam.
It's all made up.
Okay. All right. Sorry.
I want to work at that place. Sit around and make up fake news all day. And say farts in their faces, too.
Oh, that's good. That's good. Yeah, write that down. Stuff. That's good. Farts in their face. Yeah, I like it. And takes pictures. Yeah, yeah.
Now that I think about it, it is over the top, isn't it?
It's so over the top.
It's so over the top. My antennas should have gone up, that it's just way they're trying too hard. Oh, well. I fell for it.
That was
it's
fun
good stuff,
lasted.
Though. It really is.
I should have gone with my other story, which is true, but it's horrible. A kindergarten student's mother says that the kindergarten teacher was reprimanding the kid, saying, you need to behave, shut up, you talk too much. You know, a spastic kid.
Yeah.
Called the mom in. And the mom says, don't you talk to my kid like that. And threw lighter fluid on the lady. And it was a nun. It was like a Catholic school nun. Now, thank God the lighter didn't work. She doused her with lighter fluid and whipped her lighter out, and the nun's there trying to run away. And suddenly, miraculously, the lighter didn't.
You know what? You know who didn't make the lighter work?
I know.
God.
See?
He was like, no, not on my
watch.
Not
on this woman.
No.
My story's really called, Holy Smoke. See, that one's true, but I didn't use that one.
Yeah, I understand why you kept looking.
Yeah,
I don't see.
It was a tough. Who's going to hell?
Something
week.
Fake but funnier instead.
Yeah.
Any more news about Sessions? Did he retire yet? I know the Lisa reported yesterday that President Trump is reportedly souring on Attorney General Jeff Sessions. They're not getting along. But the good news is for Sessions, if that his old job of making cookies in that tree is still available, if he ever wants to go back to it.
I also love that they were like, the White House has, White House said that Trump will watch some of Comey's testimony. Are you kidding?
Is that today?
He's watching all of it.
Starting in very soon.
Some of it.
What time does it start? It starts
7 o'clock our time.
7 o'clock. Oh my God.
It's going to go for hours. Yeah, Comey's going to former FBI director Comey will be testifying. Now, he already released his written opening statement to the media yesterday. He says he wanted the questions to be able to be, you know, centered and well thought out. So he's not, there's no surprises what he's going to say with his opening remarks. He told everyone yesterday, send them to the media. And it was, you know, it's pretty much countering what Trump says. So it's going to be one of these he said things. Of course, you know, Donald Trump will eventually respond. He may be tweeting as it goes. Who knows?
Oh, of course.
And President Trump knows a lot of words to say a lot of things. Why? In his own words.
I went to an Ivy League school. I'm very highly educated. I know words. I have the best words.
You know, I think if you do know words and have the best words, you don't need to say that.
You can come up with better words to say you have good words.
There's a Washington, D.C. bar that's offering free drinks every time Donald Trump tweets during Comey's testimony.
Oh, you'll be hammered. You'll be hammered by 12 after 7.
Hope they ordered a lot of booze. They're going to run out.
Yeah, somebody here, Johnny or Anthony, monitor Trump's Twitter account starting at 7 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
Then we'll play along as well because we have a bunch of booze over here. We got some Jameson. So we'll drink every time that Trump tweets during Comey's testimony as well.
I thought I'd stop drinking, but okay, maybe in this case.
Are you ready? I don't know if you're ready.
No, I'm not. My liver's still recovering from the alcohol.
Still kind of greenish.
It took some punches, right?
You know what's weird is I have no desire to drink. Mm-hmm. I got so alcohol poisoned on that alcohol awareness show we did for a worthy cause.
You drank the desire to death.
Well,
haven't you done that with certain things
before? Most of you probably have a drink where you had too much of a specific thing.
Right.
And for example, mine was peppermint schnapps. Back when my rock and roll days in the band, I had an entire fifth or almost a whole fifth of peppermint schnapps. On my last night with the band, we're celebrating. I woke up 2 days later. They were all gone. It's just me there in the hotel covered in all kinds of crap. And I can't have a peppermint mint to this day. I can't have
Altoid.
You know, mint flavored mouthwash. I almost vomit. My body says that's poison. Seriously, now when I think of, I'm getting all, when I think of alcohol in general, my body's going, no, don't do it.
Come on, you want to get back on the horse real quick?
I don't know if I do or not.
Come on, that's what they say. You fall off, you got to get back on.
Oh, the shame. If I don't jump back on the alcoholic horse. Pusher man.
The alcoholic,
oh, they're bringing
horse
out Jameson.
Mine
now.
Mine is
stop
a
it.
Goldschlager. I was at IU partying, drank way too much of that. It was a novelty at the time.
The little flakes of gold in it, yeah.
I mean,
I'm cinnamon,
cinnamon
flavored,
and it for many, many, many years after that.
Couldn't have a cinnamon stick.
I could,
nothing.
Like around the holidays, somebody said, "Do you want a cinnamon stick? See? You
your
No, I mean, I can't. I couldn't even smell a cinnamon candle without going, I don't feel good.
Oh, see, your body
it's getting
just
a little better, but it's still not my favorite. Like if somebody's like, "Do you want a piece of gum?" and they hand me like
big red
cinnamon dentine or something, I'm like, ugh. I get that. I'm going to throw up feeling.
So peppermint's ruined for me, cinnamon for you, and you, Frank.
Close up toothpaste for you.
I can't.
It used to be Southern Comfort.
Used to be.
Well, I drank it since then, and it didn't bother me that much. But this was probably,
it's
super
sweet.
Is back when I was probably 19, 20.
Right.
And drank a fifth of it.
Wait.
And and I, after that, said never again. And I couldn't even smell the stuff.
No.
But somebody had some, and I was like, you know what? I haven't had that stuff in 30 years.
Huh.
Let me try that. And it didn't bother me now.
I think I was here the night. I was you and me were drinking Southern Comfort. That was the night that
you probably were.
It was in the football game. Remember that?
I don't.
I know you don't.
That's
I remember
I was raped by that ballerina.
Yeah, that was so weird. Anyway, so
I was waiting for 50 other guys who got raped by the ballerina to come out before I come out.
Oh, Frank.
What?
We've actually already come out. There's no one to follow. You were the first, I think. You did speak on it.
Yeah, they're still too afraid, too embarrassed.
But you went back to her place and said, can you do what you just did again?
Yeah. When you call your rapist, you kind of lose your whole
case.
Yeah. So the ballerina, was she in her tutu and ballerina clothes? Was she fresh from performance? With her square-toed shoes and her wand? And
did she perform the Nutcracker? I mean, tell us more about that.
Probably. I don't remember.
Did you give her a good demi-plié?
I don't even know what that is. How do you know what that is?
I watched Billy Elliot the other day.
Has it held up? Is it
it's
still
fine.
A good movie?
It's so good.
You own it, right? On DVD?
Oh, who doesn't?
Everyone else?
I want to dance, Daddy.
What else is going on in the world?
Oh, God. Let me just bounce this one off. I wasn't even going to tell you about this, but this caught my eye a couple days ago. You know the show Extreme Makeover?
Which one?
Makeover.
Ty Pennington. I don't think the show's on anymore.
That was, they take your house and you leave and go to Disney World, then you come back and move the bus. And then this amazing home.
And it's always people who are well-deserving of a nice home, and they always have someone who has a heartbreaking story. In its day, it was a great show. Again, I'm not really sure if it's still on, but it's cool. Apparently, there's a lady who received a free house makeover, an extreme makeover, who's now being evicted. And everyone's screaming it's not fair. And they're starting a Kickstarter campaign to raise money. So they made over her house. Here's a woman who had lost her husband. She had a couple kids. Her husband, I believe, was a firefighter or something, you know, died in line of duty.
Okay.
So they had a house that she couldn't afford to keep up, and it was all falling apart, and it was a crappy old house. Well, they swoop in, and they turn this place into a massive, beautiful show place. You know, they do it practically.
Oh, yeah, I've seen it.
Amazing! She shows up, they move the bus, the kids, everyone's crying, they give the tour. Oh, it's a beautiful, beautiful house. Oh, it's amazing. Apparently, she had a lingering $30,000 mortgage on the house.
Okay.
So after the bus leaves and the show ends and a couple, 3 years go by, she couldn't keep up with the mortgage. She got behind in the mortgage and the house got repossessed.
So they just sell the house.
That's what I was thinking, but they didn't. She let it get repossessed. She got so behind on so many months
or
of mortgage, the bank took it back.
Something, I don't know.
So then the news crews came swooping in, and here they are. They're taking all the furniture and stuff that was given to them by the show. And they're stripping the house, the family is. To have a yard sale to sell it to get a little bit of cash. And all the neighbors and all the friends are going, it isn't fair what they're doing to her. It's not fair. First they remake her house and give her this beautiful house. Then they just take it back. Oh, the 1%. Oh, it's so unfair. The rich people, how they treat the poor. Lady, you were given a free, beautiful house, a second chance in life. You didn't keep up with the payments and you lost it. That's life.
I feel like I would have been, hey, I really appreciate like the home makeover, but actually I owe a lot of money on the house. I don't have any money. So instead of like redoing my whole house, can you just give me the money so I can...
That's why you're not a television producer.
Yeah, that's
the worst show of all time.
Yeah.
They moved the bus and the old house is still there.
Yeah, we just paid off her debt.
But here's a check.
Yeah. Okay. Well. Move the bus, there's a deed to the home. Show's over.
Oh, I'm crying. Oh, my God.
So an old crappy house.
He handed her the deed and I lost it.
So there's a GoFundMe page and a Kickstarter if you want to contribute money to help the family try to buy another house. That didn't seem fair.
You get the second chance on that one.
No, how many chances will we get, for God's sake?
We remember watching the show. The camera work was very specific about the neighborhood. Where you didn't really get to see the house next door on either side of this house that they were building, the whole community together for this family in need. So maybe this house they built is the mansion in Shacktown. And no one would buy the house for what it looks like it would be worth. And so she couldn't sell it and get rid of it. I mean, she just got back on the mortgage.
It's a 3,200 square foot house. And it is larger than the ones around. It's the nicest house on the block.
You never want the nicest house on the block.
No.
Right?
Well, you want the crappiest house in the best neighborhood.
You're thinking resale value, it's hard to sell it, but you want to live in it. It's the nicest house on the block. Why wouldn't you want the... Why wouldn't you want the nicest?
I meant buying and selling. Oh, okay. You don't buy the nicest house.
It is hard to sell the nicest house.
Go to a good neighborhood and buy the cheapest house. Yeah.
But again, it kind of got into my skin. Is everyone screaming, it's not fair, it's not fair, how they're treating this poor woman, evicting her from her house. Yeah, well, you know what? She won the lottery, so to speak. And then she lost her money because she was frivolous with the money, with the things she was given. It's not our fault to keep bailing her out.
It was probably, she wasn't spending the money on the mortgage because she was living in the nicest house on the block or in the whole town, that she was trying to live rich. Because now everyone thinks she is.
Right.
She got rich house, so she's out there buying a car to match the house.
Mm.
Can't drive the rust bucket and park it in the driveway of this nice mansion.
And by the way, those you hear in California, wouldn't you kill to have a $30,000 mortgage?
I know.
Wouldn't that be great to only have a $30,000?
That was my monthly payment at one time.
I know. Are
you kidding?
Jackass said, I was like, that's all she owed? Like, take care of that. I mean, what's the big deal?
Months and months behind her $30,000 mortgage. I have no sympathy for you here. Said the Californian.
I know. Those are jackasses.
Lisa, what's going on in traffic right now?
Traffic report is being brought to you by That's Traffic on 95.5 KLOS.
Lisa's going to come in here and give us some more news of the days. In the meantime, got some more text coming in. It says, from the 646, Frosty, when does Frosty reach the end of the eating desire? Like, drank yourself to where you don't want to drink anymore. Eating, that's never happened.
I've never reached the end of that journey. People like me who have eating disorders, which I think I may have, it's the weirdest thing. This is impossible for you skinny, healthy people to understand. But some of you can maybe understand. My appetite never goes away. I can be at Hometown Buffet, having gone through the line twice, complete with dessert. My belly is so distended, I can barely stand up. And I'm still a little bit hungry.
That is weird.
I mean, go back and eat one more little piece of cheesecake.
You've never, like you've drank yourself so drunk, you know, that you're like, I'm sick, I don't want to drink anything. You've never laid on the floor and been like, ugh. I don't feel good at all. I eat way too much.
Yeah, but then I get up and look for some Ritz crackers and spray cheese.
to settle your stomach.
Yeah.
Weird that I'm hungry again, but I am. How odd.
Yeah, there may be something wrong up in there.
Just one little slice of pumpkin pie.
A pumpkin pie and a 7-Up. real quick, before we get Lisa's news, more booze news. Zima is back. Did we talk about that?
Zima, the clear beer.
Please. I know we mentioned Zima the other day about being a malt liquor. But yeah, it's back. Miller Coors just announced that they're bringing back Zima from the grave. And it'll go on sale July 4th weekend for a limited time. That's that clear malt liquor that women would drink. In the early 80s? Or late 80s?
Yeah, I think that's right. Yeah. Late 80s.
Did you drink it? Was that your...
I might have had one or two. I was never like a beer drinker at all.
The trick was to put... It doesn't really taste like beer. It kind of tastes like soda water.
Yeah, it's like an Alka-Seltzer.
Just drop a Jolly Rancher in it.
Really?
And that would flavor the Zima. That was the trick.
Back. You're like Cosby Jr.
Yeah, right. She likes it sweet.
We'll have to do that. That 4th of July weekend, I think we're all getting ready to go on vacation and have another drinking show.
No,
Lisa can drink Zimas with Jolly Ranchers.
Hey, I don't go on vacation. I have to stay here.
Oh, you have to stay here? Yeah, because you took that huge diving vacation.
So now I have to pay the price.
Now you're stuck.
Yep. All right. So what else is going on in the world, Lisa?
Well, just a reminder, we all have plans this Saturday, and we want you to join us for our Big Pet Adoption Day. It's hosted by the SPCA LA. It's going to be inside El Dorado Park at 7700 East Spring Street in Long Beach. We'll be there from 10 to 4. Come hungry. There's food trucks. Yay!
Giveaways. Hot dogs.
Lots of fun. Some of us are bringing our dogs, which will be fun. So you can go to SBCLA.com for more information. But come on down and be a hero. Bring a little dog or cat home with you.
By the way, there are cats available in Northridge named Frosty and Frank. The Heidi kitten already got adopted.
What? Because it was the cutest one.
They still would tell you it was put to sleep.
They're little cute little kittens that somebody posted in Northridge. They named them after us.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So just Frosty and Frank
The other
left.
Two killed that one.
And the Mike Thompson, Frosty, Heidi, and Frank RV is doing a giant loop today, so keep your eyes open. It's going to be going through Northeast LA into the foothills, so across the 10 to the 57, the 210, the 118, back to the 405, and then back down into Culver City. So keep your eyes open for that. Take a picture with the FHF Mike Thompson RV. Post it to social media, hashtag it FHF Show, for your chance to win a pair of tickets to the Port of Los Angeles Lobster Festival Food and Music Weekend in San Pedro. That'll be on July 14th through the 16th. Former FBI Director James Comey testifying before the Senate Intelligence Committee this morning, but we already know what he's going to say. His 7-page written testimony was posted on the Senate Intelligence Committee's website last night. In it, Comey says he had several meetings with President Trump during a dinner in January with just the two of them. Trump told him, "I need loyalty. I expect loyalty." Comey says he responded, "You will always get honesty from me." Trump said, "That's what I want, honest loyalty."
Oh.
And Comey said, "Yeah, I'll give you honest loyalty." He said it was just a way to, get this awkward conversation done.
Move it on.
I love the way Comey also said, and I'd sat there with no expression on my face. I didn't blink. I did not. I didn't want to give any sign I was agreeing.
Right.
He said we sat there staring at each other.
Oh, God.
And awkwardly for several seconds.
And then Trump said it again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And God, this is going to be interesting.
Oh, yeah. At another meeting after Michael Flynn was fired, Trump defended Flynn to Comey, saying, "I hope you can see your way clear to letting this go. He's a good guy." Now, Comey says it was clear to him that Trump was referring to Flynn and not the whole Russia investigation. Vladimir Putin making friends in his new documentary by Oliver Stone. It was about 2 years of interviews, and when Stone asked Putin if he ever had bad days, he said, "I'm not a woman, so I don't have bad days."
Oh.
What? Not trying to insult
anyone.
I'm so
glad he's president.
That's just the nature of things.
Wow.
Putin also reportedly denied there's any persecution of homosexuality in Russia, even though there was a law passed against it. And he clearly thinks he's irresistible. When he was asked if he'd be comfortable showering next to a gay man, he said, "I prefer not to. Why provoke him?"
Oh, my God. Vladimir.
I mean, if he's a comedian, that's one thing, but he's not.
He's
a gem, Heidi. If you want to see more guys showing their junk on the small screen, then you need to go to HBO's. Damon Lindelof, who does The Leftovers, brags that his show has shown the most peen on HBO.
Oh.
I don't know how to say it.
Well, but, I'm glad I haven't watched it.
Earlier this year, he bragged that they had shown the most of any show, and he said he likes to release the Kraken as often as possible. I just like all the euphemisms. He said it's obvious there's an incredible disproportion between naked men and naked women. And on HBO, you can do full frontal nudity, so there's no excuse not to show more of the men. He's passionate about it. He wants to normalize it.
So if they can show full noodle frontity.
Yeah.
Question for Eric, who's our resident actor. Eric, do they make prosthetics for guys who maybe got the role but aren't well enough endowed to fulfill the role?
Oh, yeah. Marky Mark in when he played Dirk Diggler. That's fake.
Right.
Well, I remember that because it was 3 feet long. But I mean,
like a regular
And
guy.
Eric, right now, he's probably got one on right now.
I have worn one, yes.
So, and they're convincingly, they you wouldn't know if you're watching this the film or whatever.
Oh, no. You would have no idea. No, they blend the makeup. It's perfect.
Heidi's worn one. Haven't you worn one before?
I never have.
You never have? You never buckled one on?
Never,
come
no,
on.
Never, not once.
Not
never
even for someone's, not even someone's birthday?
I've never, never have I ever.
All right. We'll chew on that for a while.
Yeah.
How do the fake ones stay on, Eric? The Hollywoods? Are they glued on? Are they suction cupped?
There's a variety of different ways.
I think they use caulk, don't they? Silicone caulk? I don't. That's what I always assume.
Too easy.
That, maybe.
Live from the Morongo Casino Studios, it's Frosty, Heidi, and Frank on 95.5 KLOS and KLOS HD1.
I'd like to welcome Habit Burger, latest, greatest sponsor, supporter of the Frosty Idea Frank Show. I can't believe that you haven't been to Habit Burger, Frosty.
I'll find one today because that's all I can think about now is a delicious hamburger and how much I would enjoy eating them all day.
There's one in my neighborhood. We'll have to go to lunch.
Really?
I'll introduce you to the Habit.
Please.
Give you another Habit. Oh, my God.
It will.
It involves food.
You'll crave it like
a
crazy.
A new Habit. Habit Burger.
I also saw this with food. You like Popeye's chicken?
I do. There's better chicken. I'm a KFC kind of guy. Popeyes is a little... Are they a sponsor?
I'd like to welcome Popeyes to the latest and greatest... No.
They're all right.
Yeah, chicken at Popeyes.
Yeah, Popeye. They're all right. But
Louisiana Fast. I never understood that.
That's a contradiction. That makes no sense to me. They want to drive in your head that it's fast food and you can serve quick.
Oh, that's it.
But Louisiana... I lived in Louisiana. I worked in Louisiana in my band. Louisiana is a very, very slow place.
I hope you ain't looking to get your old chicken.
Everything is slow paced in Louisiana. So when you have a jingle, Louisiana Fast...
It's
like saying New York City slow. No, it's not.
Yeah, right.
So it's like getting your salsa in New York City.
New York City. Get a rope.
Get a rope.
That
is that the only commercial that involved lynching?
I know, it's weird.
Get a rope.
No, we're hanging this fella.
He's eating his salsa from New York City. Get a rope.
Oh, my God.
Let's
yeah.
kill him. Hang from a tree. Okay.
Nobody in that meeting went, I don't know.
No.
Don't want to eat that salsa.
Popeye's has good biscuits. They have good biscuits.
I don't think I've ever eaten at a Popeye's chicken.
Well, you might try this now. I mean, everyone's looking to change their foods a little bit. And Popeye's just created chicken fingers.
Okay. All right.
Covered.
In gravy?
In
cheese and gravy.
No.
Mashed potatoes.
Cookie dough.
Oh.
Going more towards the fair.
I'm not sure cookie dough's going to work.
Hang on.
You cover the chicken finger in cookie dough, and then you deep fry it, so basically you have cookie on the outside of chicken. That'd be awesome.
So it is a sweet and savory situation.
Yeah.
No, it's too weird. That's too much. No, cookies and chicken.
Louisiana fat.
Really. Now that makes sense.
Chicken fingers covered in cookie dough. My God.
Louisiana, bad idea. Count me out. You know, there's people coming like Krispy Kreme with a chicken breast in the middle. Okay. Some things just don't work,
right.
And this isn't that realm.
Mm.
Yeah, it's a regular chicken tender. The coating is made out of shortbread cookies.
Mama's little baby loves shortbread. Mama's little baby loves shortbread cookies.
Yeah. So they're sweet when you bite into them, and they're on sale through the 25th.
Well, maybe that's good then.
We'll try one.
You know, because when you first said it, my brain automatically went to chocolate chip cookie dough. So then I was like,
because you eat that stuff raw.
No. My mom said if you do, you get worms, so I won't eat it raw. I know that's not true, but since I was a kid, my mom was like, no, you eat that raw and you're going to get worms. And I had worms as a kid, so I was like, well, I don't want more worms.
Because you stick your finger up Beagle's butt and then lick it.
No,
so how you got worms?
I had a dog and I was a thumb sucker. And, you know, you pet the dog.
So how far off was I?
And I would get little pinworms, damn it.
It was a thumb and not a finger.
Well, get the story straight. You're going to tell it. That's all I'm saying.
As long as there was a finger between you and the dog and it wasn't directly from the source.
So that's how she scared me off of things.
Dragging her butt across the carpet.
He's got worms. Go get the lamp. We got to bend her over and get him out.
I'm really? I don't believe that.
100,000% I can.
Your mom, sitting in the chair, took the lamp that was on the
she tilted
side
the lampshade?
Yeah, tilted the shade, and you bent over in front of her.
Yep, and she would get them out for me. And then, because sometimes...
That ain't right.
I had worm medicine, but when we didn't have it on hand, and I would...
They had to put her pill into a little cheese cube and then stroke her throat.
Down in that area, I took my meds very well. Down in that area, things are magnified. So what a little tiny little pinworm that looks like a grain of rice is about like that, it feels like something really big. And you're just like, I can't.
See, Eric, it's not that bad after all.
Right.
It feels really big, even if it's the size of a grain of rice.
It does. And so it was just really, it would really bother me. And if I'd get it at like 8:30 at night, my mom didn't have my medicine, so she'd get them. And the next day, I'd get my medicine. It would be fine.
Well, how'd you get them?
Yeah, what are you, tweezers?
With her fingers.
Ew,
oh, my God. No.
You would, too.
I would at least get barbecue tongs or something.
Barbecue tongs and a six-year-old's hind end.
I'm just saying I would use something else besides my fingers.
Tweezers, for God's sake. Didn't she have tweezers?
I'm not even going to tell you any more of the story because you guys couldn't handle it, but I remember.
Wait, there's more to the story?
Did she have to use her teeth when she didn't have long nails?
No, she had long nails. So, when she would go and get it, because there was such a joy of her going, I got it, and I would see it. She would go, I got it, so you'll feel
She'd show you the worm.
And it would be on her fingernail.
Oh, God, no.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's a mother's love.
See? It's a mother's love. And that, you know what? Sacrifice. We did that, and I didn't remember that particular story at the time when you said, what did your parents sacrifice for you?
That would have won. That's a huge story.
That would have been a good story that I didn't even really think of. Shame on me.
Pick it. Fingernailing worms out of your butt. Oh, my God.
Yep, to make me feel better.
So were they, not to get too graphic, but how far in did she have to go to dig them out?
Not far.
Were they on the outside crawling around the cheeks, or were they burrowing inside of your innards?
So were the worms attracted to the light from the lampshade being all bright, and they're like, what is that?
They crawl
their
out?
Head out?
Maybe.
Did she grab them with her nails?
Maybe.
Like the light at the end of a tunnel? They would crawl out of the dark tunnel into...
Yeah. My dad would say, hey, just light a match and get it to back out. I mean, it's not a tick, Dave. I just had an awesome childhood.
Was your dad sitting there, too?
No, he was downstairs. Oh, he never got involved. But she'd go, oh, Heidi's got worms. I'm going to go up here and get a couple out. You know? And my dad would go, just light a match and see if they come out. That's ticks.
Light a match.
Oh, my God.
That's how my dad would get ticks out. When we get ticks.
No, you'd pick a tick and then you'd burn it with a match to kill it. You couldn't squish it.
He would put a match on it and then it would be like, oh, it's hot. And then he would wiggle its way and somehow he'd
Where'd you grow up, Appalachia? I mean, there are other ways of doing
near.
Things.
Damn
near Appalachia.
She's East Indiana.
I'm Southeast Indiana.
Southeast. Talk about hillbillies.
Hillbillies.
Did your brother watch all this hair stuff?
No, my brother, he never known. He knew about it. He never was there.
Can we go back to All a Welcome in the
Light?
He kept
your worms as pets.
Yeah, worm farm. Some have an ant farm. My brother had my pinworm farm. In his room. You could see him crawling through the little dirt tunnels. He was a science project.
So this is a cross-section of Heidi. Called the dirt tunnels.
Yeah,
so if the worms could see the light to crawl out towards it, why did she spread you open for the light to go in far enough to reach the worms? I'm picturing something I shouldn't be picturing now.
No, I think the worms were already at the surface, and they were getting itchy. Uh-huh. And that's when Heidi starts scratching her butt. She's like, I got to take her upstairs today. Okay. She got another worm heading out.
Yeah,
they went
way
back in the safe worm tunnel, so to speak. They're out.
My God.
Did you have to fumigate the house? Did you leave little worms everywhere you sit down?
We just have to give our beagle a wormer medicine.
I'm worried about you spreading worms. Where you sat,
worms
fell.
I couldn't believe you wouldn't let your mom move in with you after she picked worms out of your butt when you were a child.
No. You owe that woman.
Oh, I got her set up nice. She's fine.
At least put her in the guest bedroom.
Do you ever wonder if your mom always sees you that way, no matter how you try to make yourself look good later on in life? She always sees you in that.
Of course.
She probably has pictures of it in a photo album. Heidi all bent over, their panties down to her ankles with a flashlight.
This was, let's see, you would have been, 19. You would have been, I guess, in about 9 here.
You were 9?
No, I think I was like 6 or 7.
Oh, no, you were 9. You're lying down now to make it sound like you're younger and more innocent.
I was still in single digits.
You were in the 4th grade, and oh, my God.
Admit it, was it high school? Were you a freshman?
She's probably 12.
It was this past July.
Okay.
I still go home when I get worms because I just can't have anybody else do it but my mom.
How did she kill the worms? She squeezed them with her fingernails?
Come on, Frosty.
Did she flush them?
I think she rinsed them down the sink. I don't know.
You don't rinse worms down the sink.
I was just
they
so
crawl
happy
out.
It was gone that I didn't really even worry about the rest of it. I'm sorry.
And did she wash the sink?
I would imagine.
That's why you flush it. You flush twice.
It's a long way to Sylmar.
Now we're from PETA. They're talking about killing anal worms. Oh, they have no respect for the dignity of life.
That's why I'm such a neat freak and clean freak now with my hands.
Because you had butt worms as a child?
I just want everything clean and tidy.
Can you eat rice today without thinking?
I try to avoid it. I'm not a big fan. No. Not at all.
Couscous, close you can get.
Quinoa, forget it. Can't even go fishing.
You mentioned PETA, Frost. You were talking about that earlier. It says from the 951, how many PETA members does it take to change a light bulb?
I don't know.
None. PETA can't change anything.
Oh, that's not.
As long as cows are tasty, that's just never going to go away. Yeah. No.
All right, we got John on line one. Hello, John.
Morning, Frank. I am Frank Army.
Hey, man.
How's it going? Hey, thank you for everything you guys have given me so far on the show. But, yeah, I just saw Josh O'Brien and you guys' RV on the 10 West or 10 East on the 57. So he's not sleeping behind the building.
All right,
that's good
cool.
to know.
Josh is out there.
He's actually out driving today. So if you see it, take a picture of it, hashtag FHF show. You might get to go to Lobster Fest.
I'm honking my horn, giving the finger across the, giving Josh the finger across the freeway. People are looking at me like, who the heck is this guy flipping off?
Nice. Perfect.
Good.
Thank you.
Can I get a prize? Can I get some tickets?
Let's see. I can give you something. I got a lot of stuff to give away today. I'll give you tickets to the CARE concert, that event raising money for homelessness, hosted by Kelly Osbourne. There you go.
Anything else?
No.
Please.
what else you got for free?
How can I get Guns N' Roses?
Buy them.
Buy them all. Come on.
Oh, stand hold.
John, stick your hand on Heidi could squat over it and squeeze out some worms if you'd like some. Speaking of traffic, did you see the 101 northbound was shut down yesterday? Those who got stuck in that, maybe you're just now getting home from that yesterday afternoon during rush hour. A person was trying to jump off an overpass bridge jumper, so they had to shut the 101 completely down. You know what happens if you do that? It accordions back for
everybody gets
millions
screwed.
Of miles. Bridge jumper.
Did
what,
he jump?
What part? What was the cross bridge?
It was downtown Los Angeles. I'm not exactly sure which cross bridge it was, but the whole 101 was messed up. Lanes closed forever and ever and ever. The person was taken to a hospital. The condition was not immediately known. I guess they jumped.
Oh, he
could
did jump.
Could you open up the lanes that he's not above?
Well, they walk back and forth. I've seen this happen with binoculars. They walk along the whole bridge. So you don't know where they're going to jump.
You watch it with binoculars.
When I had my house, it was in my house, Studio City, I could, with binoculars, watch the 101. There was a bridge jumper. I watched him. I could see the guy. That's what I told you a couple days ago. They had the inflatable thing under him, and the fireman, like, running back and forth, trying to figure out where he's going to jump, so they can have the big old huge inflatable thing.
That is insane. And you were just sitting.
Yeah.
There wasn't anything good on TV that day, huh?
No. Right. Well.
Yeah, I know. How can you not
watch that?
Right.
Bridge jumpers.
So he jumped.
This should be a show. Bridge jumpers.
There was a documentary called The Bridge.
This Balsa, right? San Francisco.
Yeah, the Golden Gate Bridge, all the people that just jumped.
Not anymore, because they get put that big old net under it now.
Yeah, they catch it. What's to keep them from crawling out of the catching net?
Right.
You jump off the Golden Gate Bridge, now you're in the net.
Well, maybe it's hard. Have you ever tried to get in and out of a hammock? It's not easy. You're like, I want to get out. I can't. My foot. Damn it.
So it's like a wacky Gilligan episode. Yeah, but, whoa, little buddy.
The embarrassment of trying to get out of a hammock makes you want to kill yourself. Maybe the net is just far enough down to when it catches you, so if you jumped out of the net, that's not so high that would kill you if you hit the water. It's like the a landing, you know,
right
base.
Oh,
so if you jumped off the net, you're not high enough to kill yourself.
Maybe
you just splash and be fine.
Maybe they should, like a bungee cord. You just gently lets you down and spills you out into the bank over the side.
And then I always wonder if, like, you aren't successful, are you filled with joy and hope and renewed life? Because you're like, you know what, I'm meant to be here. What was I doing? God stepped in, and I'm still. Or do you just go?
How about that?
Even more of a loser.
It's bungee cord roulette, where we know one of these bungee cords is going to snap.
Oh, Jesus.
But the rest are, you know, functioning bungee jumping cords. And so anybody who wants to go kill themselves, it's like you get to pick out your cord. So if fate makes you pick the one that's going to snap, you're meant to die anyway.
Mark Burnett, you listening? Put the right music behind this.
Otherwise,
interesting show.
You get a hell of a ride and probably that adrenaline rush and appreciation for life because you actually lived. And maybe some higher power guided your hand to pick the bungee cord that's going to save your life.
David Broom, are you listening?
Tonight on...
All right, on the count of three! Oh, my God!
And then people could bet on who's going to snap.
That's going too far, Frank.
Oh, come on!
Audience participation. All right, text. Yeah. Text your
things.
Who do you
to
want to snap? All right, bottom three this week.
Yeah, right.
I was living and working in San Francisco doing radio at the time. They were voting to get the funds to build that net and debating on how big it was going to be, and all that. Sadly, this is kind of, sorry, Debbie Brown down here, but sadly they said witnesses would see the faces of people who would jump off the bridge, and almost all of them had, they're flailing, they are trying to catch themselves. It was a horror on their face. Like, they changed their mind right after they jump. It's like, oh God, what did I just do? They weren't all happy.
No, I think
they weren't all happy, dude.
I think they still want to make a graceful entry into the water.
No, they were like,
I mean, your one last Greg Louganis moment.
I think I'd toothpick it.
Is to go. Suicide, no splash.
Right, right.
Well, that's what you think.
As opposed to, I'm a little out of control here. I'm going to do a belly flop. Nobody wants a belly flop, even if you're going to die.
There was a lot of splash on that one. Not a good dive at all.
His feet weren't together.
His toes weren't pointed.
That's cost a point.
Yeah, I think you're supposed to go heels in, right?
Oh, really? I would have pointed my toes.
When you're killing yourself jumping off a bridge, does it matter how you go in? Because all your bones are going to break when you hit the water.
Really? All of them?
Well, if you're that high, I think that's what
it's
kills you.
It's like concrete. They say the water becomes like concrete.
I don't think it matters if you go head first, tail first, foot first. I don't think it matters. You're going to snap all your bones. And see, then you drown. You drown to death.
Does anybody ever jump off and go, cannonball, and then go? That's like, you know what? I guess if you've got that kind of personality, you're probably not sad enough to kill yourself.
You don't.
Half gainer.
What is that? A half gainer?
I don't know.
Just yelled that off a diving board. Half gainer.
Yeah,
I was like, what's she doing?
I never really got to do it.
When I yell triple salchow, I can describe it, or demi plie. But you and your half gainer.
I think you like dive off. You touch your toes and then you dive in. You know what I mean? Like you.
Oh, this is how Greg Louganis smashed his face on the board.
Oh yeah, remember that? Bled
when
in the pool.
You are backwards to the pool and you jump out. And then dive in.
Ah!
His face went kink. Right, yeah, right.
That was either gainer or half gainer. One of those. I don't know.
No, thank you.
Wasn't quite a whole half. He hit the board.
Right, right, right.
Could you ever jump off a board backwards?
No, no.
Couldn't do that. And then dive forwards again before the board smacks you in the head. Those guys are brave, man.
You know what I don't see much out here in California in the home pool division? Diving boards. In Indiana, people had in-ground pool. Everybody had a diving board. There are no diving boards out here.
Or slides.
You know, you can buy them down at Leslie's Pool Supply.
Did the lawyers screw it up? Is it because of lawsuits or something? Because you're right.
The law to have a diving board in your backyard?
Well, maybe it's too easy to get injured or something. Because you're right.
It's
everywhere
just a
else,
low board. We're not talking. You got to climb a ladder to get on it.
There's got to be a reason. You don't see any here.
No.
None. But they're everywhere else.
Yeah,
you have the perfect pool for a diving board too, Frosty.
You do.
But I'd have to replace half the water every time I go. The water started, you know.
He has to ease his way in. He goes to the 3-foot section and kind of eases in. You don't drop the ice cube in the water.
Did you ever climb one of those really high diving boards, like at the city park or whatever? It's like 2 stories tall.
Oh, yeah.
God, it's scary.
It's so scary. Everyone's waiting.
Let me guess. You had to climb down. Everyone was pissed off.
No, I wanted to, but everyone was behind me, so I had to go ahead and jump off.
Did you just do a toothpick in?
Yeah, just straight in. But that 2 seconds to hit the water is like, oh, God.
Yeah, I don't know.
Your life is flashing before your eyes.
Alonzo says his cousin is one of only 6 people to survive jumping off the Golden Gate Bridge. Hello, Alonzo.
Hey, Hey, Heidi, Frank, Frosty, how you doing?
Morning.
So, yeah, my cousin was going through some issues, you know, when he got back from Afghanistan and all of this. And he jumped off the Golden Gate Bridge and busted both of his legs. I mean, he was in really bad shape, but he lived. And he had met with some of the survivors that also that have happened. They all agreed that when they jumped, immediately they regretted doing it.
Oh, my God.
That's why the net's there, because most people, they have second thoughts. No matter how convinced you were you want to end your life, when you're in the air and it starts to hit you, we're net, please.
Why did I do that?
He said he jumped. As soon as he went over that rail and he was going, he just immediately was trying to grab on to do something because he regretted it.
Oh.
How did he make it to shore? Did someone fish him out, or with his broken legs did he manage to...
Yeah, well, they saw him, one of the people that were on the boat on the bottom, seen him jump, and luckily there was someone there to get him. But yeah, his legs, literally, they said, was just like jello. When they pulled him out of the boat, it's just... It is like as if everything liquefied in his legs.
And he survived.
So he looked like a squid.
Oh my!
This is big old flop.
No, not even a win. He looked like a stretch Armstrong. If you like, that's what the guy said. He looked like a stretch Armstrong. That his legs were just laying there like jello. Like there was nothing stiff, and his legs where the bones were. It was just all crushed.
You thought it was an octopus who just inked.
Oh,
that was just his bloody stool.
It's awful.
So yeah, it was bad. I mean, he's fine now, you know, and he's doing great. But I mean, he's in a wheelchair for the rest of his life.
Talk about the biggest loser of all. He couldn't even kill himself.
Well,
he didn't make it.
Did he?
Do you make fun of him for not killing himself, right?
I mean, there was like, you know, for a while we didn't do it. And then now it's like you said, we call him an octopus now because his legs. We call him crazy legs at the, you know, at the thing. We'll call him crazy because like we'll mess with his legs and like throw him around everywhere.
Oh, my God.
That'll help rebuild his self-esteem.
Grab his toes and do jelly legs like you do with kids.
Come on, girls, let's do double dutch with uncle's legs.
Yeah, so like he takes it with great. I mean, at first he got really mad about it and now he just kind of embraces it a little bit. Like,
what are you going to do? Kill yourself?
Mr. Deeds, where that guy had the foot. Yeah, the guy had the frozen foot. So he's like that Mr. Deeds guy, you know. Like,
oh, I'm sure it doesn't. I'm sure it's not. I'm sure it's not eating him up inside at all.
So awful.
All right, I'm gonna give you a prize. Let's see, I got to give you tickets to see Blues Traveler at the Belasco Theater, November 17th.
Oh, nice! That's awesome. Thank you.
Thank you. Stay at home.
Don't take your cousin because that song Run Around might be a little painful.
Little kids like to dance like idiots to that song. You notice that? There's something almost demonic to it. When Run Around comes on, they just start jumping up and down.
Really?
Calisthenic dancing. There's YouTube videos of every kid in America.
Why are you watching YouTube videos of kids dancing to Blues Traveler?
I was researching jumping children one night. Looking for material for the show. I ended up there. And an FBI watch list.
Oh, Dave has the reason there's no diving board at home pools here in Southern California. Hello, Dave.
Hey, morning, guys. Yeah, you guys pinned it. It's the lawyers and the insurance companies. My insurance man came over. He goes, well, we just won't take a picture of that into the pool, Dave. Also, trampolines. And at my house, the pool house that houses the motor, we used to jump off the roof. My wife's into the pool, and my youngest son was about 5. My wife said, no way, build a deck. So now I've got a jumping platform at 11 and a half feet off the water over my pool.
Whoa.
We just don't invite the insurance guy over anymore.
Yeah, probably not a good idea. Okay.
So they take all the fun out of everything.
It sucks that, yeah, the insurance. If I go to your house and I'm going swimming, and I go off the diving board or I hit my face and knock my teeth out, I shouldn't. I mean, I took the risk when I was going swimming at your house and getting on the diving board. How's it your fault?
And how come it's okay in 49 other states? You can do it anywhere else, but not here in this state.
Yeah, and trampolines? Like, how do water parks even do it? It's like if I go to a water park and I go off the board and I jump funny and I hurt myself, why are they to blame?
I think they have stupid. A waiver thing on the walls. Like you buy a ticket. It's on the back of your ticket or something. All that fine print on the back of your ticket you don't read?
No, that.
Because if you die, don't blame us.
Right.
Trampolines, I can kind of understand because you can break your neck doing flips and stuff.
Well, you can break it. You can go paralyzed jumping off a diving board, too.
But it's like
you could have broke your neck tying your shoe the other day when you fell off the couch.
I almost did. Did you see? Yeah. I'm still sore.
Follow us on Instagram and Snapchat for all the.
I get me a good attorney. I could own this place. And I would be paid in company stock.
Do you really need a good attorney for that?
You could probably just represent yourself.
Tell you what, I'll settle for $12.
Don't overpay.
Right.
All right, Lisa May, what's going on in traffic right now?
210 freeway westbound.
And now for one of my three all-time favorites.
You're locked on Frosty, Heidi, and Frank.
On the Rock of Southern California, 95.5 KLOS.
Heidi, why don't you tell the good folks one more time about our pet adoption thing this weekend?
This Saturday, going to be in Long Beach. It's from 10 to 4 p.m. I'm going to be out there right at 10 o'clock. It's East Spring Street in Long Beach, 7700 block East Spring Street, inside El Dorado Park. We do it every single year. We want to get dogs and cats adopted. It's hosted by the SPCA LA. Come hungry. We're all going to be there. There's going to be food trucks and a ton of fun. Bring the kids, bring your pets, whatever, and maybe you'll find a new member of your family.
And my Denver dog will be making his first public appearance with the official show. Around so about noon handsome. Or so.
You can get your picture taken with Frosty's dog.
For $5. Which I'll donate some of it to the SPCA.
Yeah. All right. Come out. Hang out with us.
Laura is on the phone. Hello, Laura.
Hello. How are you?
Pretty good. How are you? What are you calling about?
I'm good. I'm calling because I am the foster for Kitten Rescue Los Angeles, who named the kittens Frosty, Heidi, and Frank.
Thank you, Laura.
Hi, I bottle fed. We pulled those little guys from East Valley Shelter when they were just a couple days old and about to be euthanized. And I bottle fed them until they were big enough. And I actually just took them in and got them spayed and neutered 2 weeks ago. And yes, Heidi has been adopted by another kitten rescue volunteer. And Frank and Frosty actually have an adoption pending.
Hey, that's great.
And you know, Frank and Frosty here are also bottle fed daily.
Yes, somebody give me a beer.
As am I.
And Laura, did you really have to go get the Frosty kitten neutered? I mean, wasn't it already neutered?
Oh,
well,
oh,
no.
That's funny.
Technically, we do. We have to get them all spayed and neutered before they can be adopted.
I thought the Frosty was just born without balls.
But Frank, just so you know, you were the runt of the litter.
Oh. Don't. No.
I figured Heidi would be the runt.
No, actually, Heidi is a beautiful orange tabby, and Frosty is a beautiful gray kitty, and Frank, you're solid black.
Oh, yeah.
The bad luck
anyhow, I just want to give a shout out to all my fellow kitten rescue volunteers. We all work our asses off, especially this time of the year. It is kitten season. Yeah. People, please spay and neuter your animals because we cannot keep up.
Laura, you be sure and tell all your boyfriends we said hello.
Oh, I definitely will.
Thanks for doing what you do, Laura.
All right,
take care.
How nice.
Yeah, Laura. Hard work.
All right, let's go to Jeremy. Hello, Jeremy.
Hey. I heard the prize popcorn.
You did hear the prize popcorn for Korn tickets.
Yay!
Yeah, Korn, the Stone Sour, Baby Metal, and Yellow Wolf are going to be at the Forum June 21st. So you are going to that concert. Plus, you're in the running for a flyaway trip to Aftershock Festival in Sacramento that includes VIP passes, round trip airfare, and hotel stay furnished by VisitSacramento.com. Thank you, Jeremy.
All right. Thank you, guys.
Stay on hold. We will hook you up with that. Now, I guess the next thing you're listening for is the prize tool.
Prize tool.
When you hear a tool of any kind, I can tell you what tool that's being used, but if you hear a tool being used, be the first to call and you're winning tickets to go see Tool.
Okay.
A tool of any kind.
Any kind.
Okay, really got to put your ears on.
Yesterday it was a screwdriver, electric screwdriver.
Right.
So today could be, I don't know, it could be a jackhammer, could be a handsaw.
Well, I got to be careful I don't make noise over here. My people think, well, I heard a tool. Right. No, it's just me and my pen. Right.
That's not Frosty's voice either.
No.
We don't have enough prizes for that.
Yeah. We do have a ton of prizes today, and I do have a lot of headlines. We could play Florida or anywhere else.
Why not?
Yeah, I got a lot of headlines. 1-800-955-5567 is the number. So just continue with these. These people are all calling about the prize popcorn, but they didn't get through. So we'll play Florida or anywhere else. Let me just grab one. Hello, what's your name?
Larry.
Hey, Larry. Here's your headline for Florida or anywhere else. A 44-year-old woman is facing felony charges for stealing over 100 items from people's graves to decorate her apartment with.
That sounds like anywhere else to me. I don't think of graveyards in Florida, and I don't know why.
All old people there, you figure they'd be full of graveyards.
Actually, parts of Florida, you go down 3 feet, it's water.
Right, that's what I'm saying. There's not burials in Florida.
They don't have cemeteries in Florida?
My parents can't dig a hole in the backyard. It fills with water. Yeah, they live in Florida.
So that, my guess would be
they're like 6 feet above sea level.
What do you think, Larry?
Anywhere else.
Yes, that was Michigan. Look at the deduction skills on Heidi.
Yes.
All right, you are going to the 12th annual L.A. Wine Fest.
Wait, what? When's that? Why have I not heard about this?
Yeah, what's with that?
Hundreds of wines from around the world. Ooh. Craft brews, music, food trucks, and more. The Row in downtown Los Angeles, June 17th and 18th. LAWinefest.com.
They didn't tell you, Heidi, because they want something for the rest of the people.
Well, yeah, there wouldn't be anything for people to drink.
Stay on hold, Larry.
What could you possibly steal from grave sites that would you want in your house?
Well, people are buried with their jewels.
Right? No, I don't think she's digging stuff up.
They're not grave robbing.
She's like taking the flowers and putting them in a vase in her kitchen window.
Yeah.
Like she's decorating her house with the flowers, I think.
Flowers, I get, but what else do you take? You don't really
Some people take teddy bears and stuff.
Yeah, stuffed animals. Ooh, that is creepy.
Balloons.
Nothing. Graveyard balloons? Really?
Get well soon.
I've never seen those
at
the party store.
That was the only balloon they had. I know. It's probably not going to help.
That'd be funny, though.
Sorry.
Get well soon balloons on a grave, and we'll go out and tie it to one today.
Sorry you didn't get well.
Just take pictures. Get that baby to circle.
All right, let's see. We've got some more people on hold for Florida or anywhere else. Let's say David on line one. Hello, David.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
All right, here's your headline. Two women have a road rage brawl in the street, and a guy steals one of their cars.
Sounds like Florida. Sounds like,
yeah, it's Florida.
Yeah, I'm going to say that has to be Florida.
No, that was in Texas. Houston, Texas, actually.
The other Florida.
Right?
Yeah, guy was videotaping these two women. Two women just going at it in the street, and some guy ran over and got in this woman's Audi. Took the shoulder.
Hey.
Gone. Out of there.
It's an opportunity.
Think she continued the brawl or did that distract her somewhat?
Wait. She had no idea.
She didn't know.
You can see the guy steal her car. She's over there wailing on this woman inside her, inside this other woman's car. She gets out and she's like, where's my car?
Do you think she then says to that lady, I know this is really awkward, but can you give me a ride?
All right. Daniel on the phone. Hello, Daniel.
Hi.
Florida or anywhere else? Let's see. A postal worker is arrested for feeding dogs meatballs filled with nails.
I have to say Florida.
No, that was in Alabama.
Oh, no.
Alabama.
Sorry. A postal worker in Alabama was just arrested for feeding meatballs to dogs on her route that had nails inside. She could get up to 10 years in prison for felony cruelty to animals.
Well, I have a good idea for what she should be eating in prison for the next few years.
Exactly. Awful.
Well, she's probably sick and tired of these dogs. Maybe they were like mean dogs. She's a postal worker, and they're always biting her on her legs.
Okay.
She's like, I'll show them.
Okay, maybe if they were mean dogs.
No!
But otherwise.
They're just protecting their property. And male people are invading.
Hello, Brian.
Hello.
You think it's okay for a dog to attack a male worker?
No, I'm just saying that I think it...
They're invading your property? They're delivering your mail. It's their gig.
Yeah, I know. I know, but to a dog doesn't know...
Well, chain it up. Don't let your dogs run loose to be able to attack people.
How about to give the mailman a stick or a can of mace? You can't have the mailman kill the dogs by making him eat...
You'd rather he beat the dog with a stick.
Well, I mean, to poke it.
No.
Like a lion tamer uses, back, lion!
Just get a mailed slot that you can drop it through the door. You don't even have to go onto the property.
Just send an email, for God's sake.
Get a P.O. box.
Build a fence.
There's options.
All right, Brian, here you go.
And the postman will pay for it.
A cop asks a woman's license, and she pulls out a burrito.
Now that's drunk.
I don't think there's many burritos in Florida, so I'm going to go anywhere else.
That was Florida!
Oh, no,
sorry. I figured that burrito might throw you off. All right, we got Felix on the phone. Hello, Felix.
Hey, Frosty, Heidi, and Frank. Special on Earth.
Thanks, Felix.
All right, here you go. Florida or anywhere else, a woman who caused an accident by dressing as a T-Rex to scare horses has turned herself in.
God.
That would be anywhere else.
Yes, that was South Carolina.
I actually saw that. I saw a photo
that. May be
of that.
My favorite headline of all time.
A woman who caused an accident by dressing as a T-Rex to scare horses.
I mean, what? It's so random.
All right, I'm going to send you to the CARE concert.
Alrighty.
He's like,
calm down, Felix. Jesus.
You ever ridden one of those horse and buggy things they have in some cities? Like,
yeah. I love it.
That they were scaring those horses.
Oh.
Yeah, so this lady walking around on the sidewalk is a dinosaur. would jump out, you know, and the horses would freak out.
Oh, the horses did freak out.
It's very dangerous. Not nice.
Yeah, two horses freaked out, and one of the carriage drivers was thrown onto the ground, wound up with a broken foot. Mm. All right, let's see. We got James on the phone. Hello, James.
Hey.
Florida or anywhere else. Drunk woman found with pet lizard in her bra.
Oh, that's kind of just one place. I'm going to say Florida.
Yeah, lizard's there.
Oh, no.
Massachusetts, of all places. I didn't figure that would... It's cold there. She's trying to keep it warm. It's like a hot rock. What, James?
Before I go, I just want to say one thing. Cream corn.
Thanks, James.
Gets you every time.
It does. It's something crazy. Hello, Tony.
Oh, hey. How you doing?
Here's your headline, Florida or anywhere else. Man flashes penis to women at dog park.
Anywhere else.
North Carolina.
Yeah, it's too classy for Florida.
Awesome.
So, yeah, I'm going to send you to see Def Leppard with Poison and Tesla.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Citizens Business Bank Arena, June 14th. Stay on hold, Tony. We're going to hook you up.
Look at that Cocker Spaniel. Oh, look at the little cockapoo. And look at the... Oh, my God. What are you doing? This is a dog park, sir. God.
Maybe he's had a wiener dog. By the way, the issue of flashing.
It's the stiff and mastiff.
How do you know he wasn't just adjusting his shorts or something? I mean, you could be accused of flashing when you weren't really flashing.
Because every girl knows what an adjust is like. You know, it's like you got to pick it a little and like move it around.
But you're adjusting on the outside. If you whip it out,
right.
You're flashing.
Well, haven't you ever had, if you're wearing cheap underwear, not MeUndies, but the cheap stuff, where you're in a bind down there and you got to reach in there and pull it out and you got to reach it.
Pull it out!
I mean, you got to...
Why are you wearing cheap baggy underwear and shorts?
Wait, I don't know what I am.
All right, for the ladies in the room, have you had some stranger flash you their wiener in public?
Oh, yeah.
Where were you?
Well, the very first time it happened to me, I was about 15, or maybe a little bit younger, and the neighbor boy, who was 22, that was down in my basement, he had on, like, red, like, sports shorts, and he just goes, "Hey, Heidi," and he pulls down the front, and it kind of flops over the front, and I was young. I was probably younger than 15, actually, and he was a man. And so I just remember seeing this, like, massive mount of hair and then a wiener, and I was like, ah! And I just ran upstairs. I didn't tell anybody. I didn't say anything. I just ran upstairs, and that was it. And then I got flashed one time in the Gap by a guy. He was, like, in gray sweatpants, and he, same thing, just pulled the top of the sweatpants down.
Was it an accident?
And it just flopped over. It wasn't in an arousal state or anything. It just kind of flopped over, and I was like, what the hell?
He was shopping at the Gap?
I don't know if he was shopping, but he was in the Gap. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Right.
Here, he wasn't quite in the Gap. He wanted to get in the Gap, but he was hoping you'd offer the Gap. Lisa May, been flashed wiener?
I have. More times than I can remember. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Really?
You know, yeah. I can't even think of a specific incident. I kind of remember being on the sidewalk and somebody down the street doing it. I was probably about Heidi's age at the time.
You were 49?
No. When she was.
Oh, okay.
How dare you?
I wish. I think I remember it happening in somebody's truck, like next to me.
Happens a lot.
When I was on the freeway.
Oh, okay. You weren't in the same car.
No.
He was in a truck and he's like, "Hey, lady."
Every woman's been flashed. Every single person.
Do you think more attractive or ugly women get flashed?
I don't think it matters.
They're not looking.
They don't care. They're just like, "Oh, there's a girl. I want to look at my wiener."
I think it's opportunity that she'll be the only one who sees it.
Yep.
And hopefully we freak out, but if we start laughing, then apparently that's not what they're looking for. You call that a wiener?
I've had worms bigger than that.
What reaction do you think they're going to get? They really think it's going to lead to a date? You're amazing.
Oh, my God.
You're so classy.
And then so how did you guys meet? No, do you want to tell her? Did you want me? Do you, y'all, we could, that's so cute. Yeah.
I was in the Gap. Sammy, put the phone down. I know you're busy answering the phones for Florida and anywhere else, but we're talking about being flashed wiener from strange men. Have you ever experienced that?
I actually haven't. I don't know what they're doing. Lisa, all the time?
Yeah.
That's crazy to me. That's never happened.
Are you sure? Maybe you're oblivious to it and guys are whipping it out all the time in front of you. Every time they whip it out, you're down. I mean, so.
Well, sure. There is that. It's never been a stranger.
So she skips the flash. It goes right to the sex.
It's just a
because I think it happens to a lot of women in traffic, like Lisa said, where it's like the car next to them, and you feel some guy looking, you know, the stare pressure, and you look over, and then he's got it out and he's playing with it, and you're like, oh my god, what? Yeah, and that's never happened in traffic.
But I'm in a low two-door Civic, so I'm not seeing up into other cars.
I'm an SUV girl, so I see a lot of. I saw a guy full on. I was behind him though, and I saw he looked like he was laughing almost, or it's like.
Yeah.
What's he doing?
Well, you know what he's doing.
So I did a little. I pulled alongside. Like,
could have an itch. Have you ever scratched an itch? It would look like someone else next to you in the car. You're doing something.
Well,
like
you wouldn't pull out alongside a guy if you thought he was just laughing.
I wanted to see what he was laughing at. What is so?
Frank, you ever shake up a drink in the car?
Protein shake.
Yeah, and someone next to you. Oh my God! Look what it's over.
Right.
By the way, if I just hold up a sex toy, you think I'm flashy, but then you pull next to me, and it's something you buy at the sex shop.
Yeah.
I haven't done anything obscene, have I?
I think you
have. I haven't flashed. It's not me.
In a weird way, I think you have.
You have, because it's like you can't sell powdered sugar and make people think you're selling coke.
That's a horrible argument.
That's
I don't know if that's even close.
Yeah,
that's to a.
Yes, if you flash, do you think you? Can
I know that's against the law too. You can't, even if you're selling powdered sugar and pretending it's cocaine, you can get arrested for selling drugs.
But I think if he whipped out his fake dong and a woman could say yes, because I had my kid in the car, maybe.
Take the children out of the car. It's just you, this hot, attractive, hypothetical. I know, hot, desirable, attractive, beautiful young woman next to me.
Yeah,
and you think I'm flashing you. And it turns out I'm not flashing you because, okay, when you look a little closer, I'm holding up the package
so
it came in.
So in court, you would go, sir, I just want to show you this is the thing. This is the thing. And you would hold up the fake
phallus.
Yeah,
what do you think about this? Think this would be great? What do you think?
But that looks really real. I mean, well, I've seen
those. But it's
not
me, so I didn't flash you.
Mm.
I'm just wondering. There's a loophole.
I don't know how that would
go. I think I'm going to start a new app called Flash Map. So women who are in public and get flashed by a guy, they can actually point out on the map where flashers are, kind of like with Waze and the traffic, where it's like people report on where the traffic and the best ways are, and you can put where the flashers are. I got flashed, and here's where I was, this parking lot.
Whoa.
Flash map. Zillion-dollar idea.
But is it to warn women? Don't just
yeah. Women would be flooding into the traffic and be in the stands if they'd flood into that area to be flashed.
Right.
I don't think women want to be flashed.
Oh, I think they do.
You think they do?
It's
different than guys.
It's reconfirming how desirable and attractive.
Yeah,
you are.
If it was where women are flashing their boobs and we had a flash map, I guess we could.
Yeah,
but for both men and women, flash maps.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that would cause traffic. Women are flashing.
Isn't it flattering in a weird sort of way? Isn't it worse to never be flashed in your whole life?
No. No.
Again, I'm just supposing.
No, because again, the guys aren't looking. He's not only doing it to hot women. And it's not good-looking guys doing it either. I mean, it's just, they just see opportunity. Oof.
Mm. All right, a few more headlines before we get to traffic and news. Let's go to George. Hello, George.
Hey, how you doing, Frank?
Florida or anywhere else, a man fired shots in the air outside of a Chuck E. Cheese while he was there celebrating his son's birthday party.
Anywhere else.
Yes, that was Illinois. All right, so you're going to the CARE concert as well. Okay, so stay on hold.
So these idiots that fire the gun in the air don't realize the bullets come down somewhere, and when they come down, it may not be pretty.
Let's go to Matt. Hello, Matt.
Yep.
Florida or anywhere else, a guy proposed to his nurse girlfriend by hiding an engagement ring in his stomach wound.
Oh, my God. What?
I'm going to guess anywhere else.
Yes, that happened in Russia.
I was going to say, it sounds like a foreign thing.
Hey.
So you are going to the 12th annual LA Wine Fest.
See you there.
Sweet.
There you go. Stay at home. It was a nurse in the hospital. She had to clean his wound out, so he stuck the ring in there to surprise her. What's this?
Do you keep it in the box, or do you just do ring?
No,
ring?
You put the box,
the whole box in
there.
In the
wound.
God,
I don't want the ring to get all pussy.
Don't your rings always get pussy? Lisa May, what's going on in traffic right now?
Oh, yeah, go to me after that. Traffic Court is being brought to you by...
Wake up, bitches. It's Frosty, Heidi, and Frank.
On the Rock of Southern California, 95.5 KLOS.
Frosty, Heidi, and Frank show. Lisa has joined us to give us some news of the day.
We have our Subaru pet of the day. It's Ariel, a 3-year-old chihuahua. She's a little cutie, loves to play with small dogs. So if you have some other small dogs, she would be perfect.
Does it have hair?
To join your home.
Short hair.
She's short hair. She's got black eyes.
Some ears.
I like
though.
That she's white, but she's got little black eyes.
Can you change the name you adopted? Because I don't like Areola or whatever it is.
Ariel.
you don't like Areola? Oh my God.
Wow. We've learned something today, haven't we?
I don't want to be screaming out the back door.
It is hard to be
Where
a dog name. It'd be Areola.
Yeah, it's
like
Timothy.
Yelling for
yeah,
it.
Ricola.
One more syllable than that. That's what I meant.
Check her out, 95.5KLOS.com. Subaru Pet of the Day is brought to you by the all-new 2017 Subaru Impreza. It's more than a car. It's a Subaru. Former FBI Director James Comey testifying right now in front of the Senate Intelligence Committee. Just a few highlights so far. He didn't read those opening comments that were published yesterday. He just had a few preliminary comments. He has confirmed that Russia interfered with our election. He was asked, when did you determine data had been exfiltrated? Comey said, not positive, either late 15 or early 16. Comey accused President Trump of defaming the FBI when Trump said the organization was in disarray, poorly led, and that the workforce had lost faith in its leader. Comey said, those are lies, plain and simple. I want the American people to know this truth. The FBI is honest. And he said, I don't think it's for me to say about the conversation he had with President Trump regarding Michael Flynn. He's basically saying, it's not for me to say if this was an effort to obstruct justice.
Isn't that the whole point? He's there to say, now is the time
now,
to say.
Well, he's saying what was said to him, but the interpretation he's saying is not for him.
I'll tell you what was said, and you figure that out.
Comey says, I took Trump's words as direction. Like, okay, so you're telling me, you're directing me with what to do. You're telling me what to do.
When he's saying, you know, you can let this, I hope you can find it in your heart to let this go.
Right.
That's a direction without saying it. He's not coming out
yeah,
and saying
Trump's
it.
Come back and be like, I said, you know, I mean, I hope. I didn't tell him he had to let go. I just said.
Has Trump tweeted during the.
This I do not know.
Because the Washington, D.C. bar is offering free drinks for every Trump tweet during the Comey testimony. Let's see if they're out of business yet.
And the U.S. may not be part of the Paris Accord anymore, but Hawaii is. It's become the first state to join the accord. Tuesday, the governor of Hawaii signed two environmental bills into law that adhere to the Paris Climate Agreement. The governor said that the state's natural environment is under threat. Climate change is real, and Hawaii is seeing the impacts firsthand. And that's news of the day.
Thank you, Lisa. Grammy-winning country singer Sturgill Simpson turns 39 today, so if you celebrate your birthday on June 8th, you celebrate with Sturgill.
Hey, nobody sounds that country. He's tried too hard. The English... I bet he really has a Brooklyn accent. This is all fake. What do you think? It's all an act.
Jennifer Nettles is British.
We were talking about being flashed wiener. Here's another headline for you, Florida or anywhere else. This is going to be between you guys. A guy who wanted to show his junk in court to prove his girlfriend choked to death during oral sex has been found not guilty of murder.
Oh, my God. So, actually, I mean, that one... Well, apparently he was able to.
Come on!
No, I think you're clapping wrong.
He
was found not guilty, meaning they looked at it and went, "It wasn't you who did the choking." You know what I'm saying?
He's saying I didn't kill her. She choked to death on her own, and here's why.
No!
Yeah. What do you say?
He whips it out, and they go. Okay.
But he was found not guilty. But I mean, she's still dead, so I didn't kill her.
Right.
She choked
to death. It's an accidental death on my...
You can take it either way.
Hey, my God. My God.
You can take it either way, and it's not Comey's place to comment.
I still want to shake and not shake this guy's hand.
I'm not going to date him. That's hazardous to your health.
If he showed it as evidence, wouldn't have to be in the same state it would be in during the actual act.
Just think if it wasn't.
Well, oh, my God. Because that would be weird. Give me a minute, Your Honor. Hold on. Give me a minute.
Yeah.
I mean, it's no.
Can I have a fluffer?
And the judge looks at it and goes, I'm going to start using that as my gavel.
Fluffer dies in court.
Florida. Oh, are we still playing? Oh, sorry.
That was Florida.
Hey.
All right, we're going to take a break. Come right back with Frosty, Heidi, and Frank.
Live from the Morongo Casino Studios, it's Frosty, Heidi, and Frank on 95.5 KLOS and KLOS HD1.
Coming out in about 25 minutes, Daniel Cormier, the light heavyweight champion in the UFC, is going to be in studio with us. He's going to be fighting John Jones at UFC 214, which takes place at the Honda Center on July 29th. For tickets, you can go to Ticketmaster.com. He's going to be in here talking about the upcoming fight. Those two don't like each other very much.
Oh, I hate that John Jones is getting a second shot, but I want Daniel Cormier to kick his ass.
The thing is, yeah, they both have a lot to lose in this fight because John Jones was the champion and got taken away from him because of doping and using drugs. So he didn't technically lose his belt. It was taken away because of, you know, rules and regulations. So Daniel Cormier, you know, fights and gets the belt. Mm-hmm. So, and that's his only loss.
To John Jones. I know.
But is he just a placeholder until the king gets back, now that he's coming back and he's supposed to be clean of drugs? So he needs to win this to legitimize the fact that he was the 205 champion.
Is that what you were playing yesterday afternoon after the show? You had some audio over there. I thought these two guys must hate each other.
They do.
So, I mean, I can hear it.
Yeah, and this is going to be their second time to see each other. And if Daniel wins, then that'll set it up for the trilogy, big payday trilogy. So Daniel will be in here, D.C., talking about the upcoming fight on July 29th, UFC 214 against John Jones. What else? What were we getting to? I forgot. What were we talking about?
I can't remember. Oh, we were talking about the courtroom. The guy found it. I ended up locker room clapping, but I don't think I should have.
The story being, a guy wanted to show his junk in court to prove that his girlfriend was choked by oral sex.
So she caused her own death, pretty much. He didn't kill her. She choked by consensual sex because I was so well endowed, right? So then he wanted to show the court.
And he wanted to show the court. Or is he saying, look, I couldn't have possibly killed her like that. He was found not guilty after he showed his junk.
So that's what I'm saying. Once you show your junk, they're like, well, you obviously you didn't kill her with
your
penis.
You can choke on a morsel. You could choke on one teeny little thing going down the wrong hole.
You can drown a spoonful of water.
Yeah.
So, or something like that. I don't know.
I mean, that might be a thin the herd situation. Maybe you weren't supposed to be here anyway.
Yeah, just put your feet down. You can touch the bottom. Spoonful of water.
You think in jury duty these jurists do what they're going to get into? Did they give you any details? Now, somewhere in this trial,
the guy's going to
whip it out. You're going to decide whether or not a woman could choke on it.
Why can't you just take a picture of it? Why whip it out in court?
Photoshop anything.
You need to see.
If I'm the jury, I need to see.
But yeah, you'd think it would be...
That's something to take a picture in chambers with the judge and the defense attorney and the prosecutor. So that you're the only three that see it and know there's not Photoshopped.
But the
on
jury...
a Polaroid.
Yeah, but the jury decides.
Then pass it around the jury.
Right, so the jury would have to see it.
Oh my God, my biggest witness is my penis.
Can't I get a witness?
What if it's not as... what if it's not the same for juror 12 as it was for one if they're taking too long inspecting it? You know what I'm saying? Things change over time.
Oh, right.
Didn't they do that with Michael Jackson? Didn't he have to show his junk because there was like a mole or something that was identifiable? So the kids were saying there was a mole, so he had to show his junk to the jury?
I think it was he did.
But it was a photo. He didn't whip it out in court.
Yeah, I think it was a closed chamber. I think he had to whip it out, but it wasn't in front of... But then again, he wore makeup. He wore skin makeup to cover his vitiligo, so you could cover a mole. So he knew what he was doing. Mm.
Other stuff going on in the news. What's going on with A-Rod? since we're talking about this.
Yeah, so apparently, talk about an awful, awful thing you don't have to deal with. Some of you may have exes in the past which know something about you they could hold over your head later and use as extortion threats.
Pictures, maybe
things you're into, maybe things they might have recorded you doing or saying, who knows? But Alex Rodriguez is facing, apparently, extortion threats from an ex. According to TMZ Sports, this woman that A-Rod dated but broke up with back in 2014, he says she continues to hit him up for with requests for money. Give me money. Give me money. Implying she's got something over on him that she's going to release if he doesn't keep paying up. That is extortion. You can't do that.
Yeah, I mean, I'd heard about this. We talked about it. I was on Fox last night. We talked about it a little bit. And $600,000.
$600,000, what she wants.
So it makes me sort of think about, like, what possible text could there be that he's like, oh, damn, that can't get out. And then I thought of Oscar De La Hoya. Remember when those pictures of him came out? The famous fishnets. Boxer. Yeah, fishnet stockings. And it's like, I'm sure he wasn't happy about that. And a lot of people are like, oh, that was Photoshop. And then come to find out, no, it wasn't Photoshop. He was actually dressed like that. So what pictures
did she have? But he was a big drinker at the time, too. Oscar.
Yeah, but no matter how drunk you get, have you ever gone, you know, Frosty's put fishnets on.
I guarantee during the drinking show, if we put fishnets on Frosty, he'd have no idea.
I wouldn't know.
No, but Oscar
I had no recollection.
Was like standing and looking into the camera. Like posing
Frosty was standing and talking into a microphone. I had no idea what he was doing.
You thought it was consensual, but it wasn't. I was already sleeping. I was already home in bed. I feel bad for A-Rod in this.
Yeah, me too.
By the way, you know, in a way I don't, in a way I do. The don't part of me is if you do anything, if you send any sort of personal message or any sort of photo or anything, and you make that electronic record of it, well, maybe you deserve to get, you know, screwed by it later on. But is then there, again, you can't extort people.
Right.
When you think about it, is there somebody who possibly could have anything on you that they could come forward with, personally?
I've been pretty careful not to have paper trails laid, but probably all of us have one or two things we've said. Or
I know Heidi does.
Oh, I have new. Yeah, I mean, my ex.
That's what I mean. I know that story.
I mean, my whole computer full of, and I had all my before and after pictures from my boob job.
Oh, really?
And so I was posing, like, topless, like, to show, because they were fresh, too. So it was like, they were still, like, enormous because they were kind
of. But they were before and after. So you had Heidi before when it was ripped nipple on rib.
I don't even have those. I don't even have the pictures to this day.
How can you let those get out of your
laptop? She took my laptop.
In the breakup, she got the laptop, and the laptop had all those pictures on it. So, and then Heidi sent her a bunch of lingerie photos. I mean, it's pretty much stacked with Heidi and lingerie. And I'm so really surprised that her ex has not released that stuff yet.
She's such a good person.
Well.
Obviously, she could have released that.
Does she know it's on there? Maybe she just hadn't found it.
Oh, I mean, yeah, I'd imagine. It's my computer, too.
Well, so she does now.
I don't. But, yeah, so it's like I would love to have them just to see, like, oh, man, that was my before, but I can't. I have no access to them. My doctor's dead. I tried to get the files.
Would you be mortified if they were released and everyone saw your before and after booby pictures?
I don't think so. I don't think so. I mean, I know. I'm telling you how bad it was. I look like a boy.
If you don't care, then why don't you just show us right now?
Well, I can't show you my before. I don't know.
No, well, I'll skip the befores. I mean, if it's not going to hurt your feelings and make you upset, then just flash us.
Tell you what,
let us see those bad boys.
I've got a picture of Clay Aiken over here at the swimming pool.
It's
that's
like
the before.
That. That's
now
like
show us
the But yeah, there are a lot of naked pictures of, I mean, me that I guess could get out. But honestly, women don't usually send pictures, naked pictures of themselves that don't look good. I mean, I'm not going to send somebody a picture where I'm sitting on the bathroom floor clipping my nails with my belly rolls.
Right.
Those pictures aren't anywhere.
But you know, a lot of people become big stars.
But you paint a hell of a picture.
Right?
You don't know, 5-10 years from now, you get some amazing role. You know, Spielberg runs into you down there at the Pet Expo.
Sure.
You're perfect. I mean, I'm looking for a wacky, crazy, middle-aged, wacky soccer mom.
I'm your
anyway.
Girl.
And so suddenly, 5 years now, you're like Meryl Streep. And these things, that's when these things get released and when you amount to something.
Yeah, right. Now no one's kidding. They're like, why
see,
why would
bug
we
me.
Do it now? There's nothing, there's no
that
leverage.
That would bug me knowing that that's out there somewhere. I can't imagine anyone who, after a breakup or when the breakup is going on, I can't imagine anyone not taking possession of stuff that could be incriminating later if you don't want people to see.
Once you send something, especially if it's on your phone, you can't.
But what if, you know, you taped certain acts at some point and you trusted the person at the time. You're like, okay, we both watched it. Now erase it. And they're like, okay, yeah, I'll erase it. But they didn't actually hit the button or flip the little switch on the side of the tape that makes it erase. Have it. They've kept it, put it in the safe deposit box. Moments like this.
Frank, I would never, ever, ever trust anyone that much. You can be offended by that if you want. I don't care if you're the love of my life. Hopefully I've shown that in other ways, but in this case, no. I'm taking it, and I'm going to record it, and I'm going to erase it, and
Frosty.
No one's going to see it, and I don't want that to be out there somewhere because
how would you feel if they didn't trust you that much? They're like, no, you can't have it. I only trust myself, and I'm going to take it, and I'm going to erase it.
I don't know how I take that.
If you hypothetical world, since we've gone there a couple times today, you fall in love, you get married, she's the love of your life. I mean, you never even knew you could feel love for a person like this, head over heels. And you're at work, and she goes, God, I can't wait to get home.
Send me a picture of it.
Send me a little
Nope.
picture.
Not going to do it. Babe, no, I'm not going to go picture. There because I know half of relationships it. Break up and half of these things turn nasty and addictive. The odds are against
he knows he'll ruin it. Come on.
I'm not going to do it. I'm not stupid.
You wouldn't send
no.
it.
No, honey, you'll see when I get home tonight.
No,
I'm not
I just
want
to see a little preview.
Well, Heidi, you did. You thought you were in love and you sent pictures and that broke up and she has those pictures still.
Mm-hmm. See?
Yeah.
Do you regret taking them?
No. I don't think so. But then ask
do
me that
do you secretly
when they
hope
released.
She looks at him every night and cries?
Oh, I know she does. Why did I do? It was the best thing that ever happened to me.
At least, at least your photos were of a medical procedure, a before and after, a legitimate improving
well,
of your... Yeah. That's different from sleazy, slutty...
Yeah, they were.
She had some sleazy slutties in there,
no,
too,
I
right?
don't have any down below pictures. I don't have any... Not where it's, like... No.
Where the moon don't shine.
No, 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 no.
Really?
There might be some, I'm on my side, and I'm, like, taking the down shot. You might see, like, a little...
A little what?
A little of the front. Like, a little... But a not little. Not like the line.
But you're not showing
like
off like Miley Cyrus.
No,
you're
not, not like
flaunting.
The minors and majoras. Okay. You don't not see any of that. Never. Never done that. Never.
Never?
No, you
not
might...
Not even a little peeker out the side where it was, like, you didn't know that it wasn't your underwear weren't quite fitting correctly, and we could see a little bit of it? Because you didn't have the angle that we had.
Yeah, no, only really top.
Remember those cameras, Polaroid cameras, long ago they used to spit out the film and take a picture?
Oh, I was obsessed as a kid.
Out comes the photo.
I would take pictures of everything.
Well, I think we all did that back in the day. Come on, admit it. With no one around, the door shut, you're probably a stupid teenager. Mom didn't know that you had bought a roll of film, you stuck it in, you probably photographed yourself naked.
Right.
But then what do? You burn it. You cut up in little pieces, and you go in the backyard, and you have a burn pile.
So you did it.
Of course.
You have done it, then.
Those ashes have blown away. Decades ago in the Midwest, into the fields. Never in my life would I trust those photos to anyone, ever.
Now, why'd you do that?
Just because I was, you know, a stupid kid. You're curious about what your body looks like from all angles when you're naked, aren't you? Weren't you? And it wasn't flattering
well,
at all.
You took it up at yourself from underneath?
I wanted to see what the ants saw when I walk around the yard naked.
Or your uncles. Oh, you meant... From that angle.
You know.
He's shaking it. He's shaking the Polaroid.
You're curious
he's
what you look like.
I've never done that.
Really?
I've never taken an upscrote picture.
Well,
even Heidi's done that.
Well, I imagine for a woman, it's a little more curious about, let me take a picture up so I can see what the hell's going on down there.
Look, growing
for
up.
Guys, I can see what's going on down there.
You can't see everything.
You
can't see all of you.
See that?
I can't see. I may have moles in the back, here in my back. I can't see unless I...
You're
take
looking
a photo.
For moles down there?
I'm always looking for it.
You never know.
God.
Yeah. You're 12, 13, 14, you're young, you're exploring your body. What do I look like?
Right.
You know, if I date for prom, I'm naked. What's she going to see from this angle?
So you had the Polaroid down there with your toes, and you push the red button on the front with your big toe.
I remember using a stick once to hit it.
Well, a stick.
It was the first selfie stick. It was actual stick, though. Really hard.
And they were all awful. I remember they were awful because you had a gravity face.
Oh, it's you know? Not. Like, no, it's not ever good. No.
Anyway, you never let stuff like that out of your hands, even when you grow up and you share naughty pictures.
Yeah, so what could A-Rod be freaking out about?
What's worth $600,000? She raised the price, by the way, of extortion once he began dating Jennifer Lopez. Previously, she was asking for smaller amounts.
Yeah, now he's dating
Now she wants $600,000. What could it
I mean,
be?
He's worth so much, though. Seems like $600,000 is whatever she has is pretty weak.
You think he'd pay?
If it was something really, really bad, she'd ask for way more.
See, if I'm him, I'm just like, I don't care. Release it.
Well, maybe.
And just call her bluff.
Well, maybe you do care because you know what it is.
Right.
If you were him and you had that kind of money, you would have paid $600,000 to make it go away. The problem is you keep getting extorted more and more and more.
That's
and
just it. How do you prove, like, okay, I've written your check for $600,000. Oh, okay, here's me. Select. I'm
deleting
them all. Oh, but they're still on the cloud. Hey, yeah. I need another $600. It's like, screw you. No, you can't. It never goes away. A picture that's taken and that's in the universe is in the universe. You can never. You know how to get into your cloud? I don't. But all your stuff goes there. So you delete it all from your phone. Look, babe, I got rid of everything. Well, somewhere.
And the cloud worries me. How clouds can be hacked.
Right. And
really?
Like,
it can't get deleted out of that?
I'm
when
sure.
When you delete, it doesn't suck everything back in?
I don't know.
And then text messages, too. When you think you've deleted everything, whoever your phone carrier is, your phone provider, they have all your text messages that you've ever sent. So they can go and look at all your records here. Crazy. Like, that never goes away.
So everybody's nudie pics that they've sexted one another is on file at Verizon or AT&T or Sprint
probably.
Or whatever.
Boost.
Yeah. Government could probably find it, you know, get the ABI.
I don't get depressed if I looked at the Boost pictures. I'll go with that dweeb with Sprint so I can feel better about myself.
Oh, that's sellout.
Can you see it now?
Sellout.
Can you see it
Paul.
Now?
Paul. Hi, I'm Paul. I'm a sellout. I'm Benedict Arnold. Now they're paying me more than the other guys, so I advertise them. I hate that guy.
No, they fired him.
Did they?
Verizon fired him.
Can you hear me now, guy?
Yeah.
Sprint was like, hey, man, we're not going to let a good guy like you get away, Paul.
No, if he got fired, it's fine. I thought he'd like jump ship.
No, he got fired. They did a whole, like another campaign.
Restructuring campaign. That's like the Staples guy all of a sudden working for Office Depot.
Oh, I mean, that guy.
Who would do, I mean.
Or the bunny working for Duracell.
People would be like, wait, what? I'm so confused. Would never happen.
But this can you hear me now guy, I still see him as that guy. And he goes, I used to be that guy. Now I'm this guy with the other company. Well, shut up. Sell out. I don't care. I don't care if you're fired. So what? The third company? Wherever you go, I'm supposed to believe everything you say?
But Frosty, that's like a sports team. You know, it's like, oh, hey, I hate
No, it's like us. Wait, how many stages have we worked on in Los Angeles?
Don't use us as an example because it's absolutely right. It's like when Peyton Manning went to the Broncos. I couldn't support him then.
That's sell out. You're a Colts. Come on.
We got Giovanni on the phone. Hello, Giovanni.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
You're pretty good. How you doing?
Doing good, thanks.
What are you calling about?
I heard the power tool.
No, you didn't. What did you think you heard? I mean, what did it sound like?
It sounded like a blade, like maybe like a
chop. No, I think it was Frosty
like
doing an impression of a Polaroid camera when he goes...
Right, that wasn't a tool.
That wasn't the actual tool, so sorry.
That was a 1973 Polaroid swinger.
Yeah. Oh, never even heard of that
Not
before.
A tool. Oh, sad news quickly. I must update you. A beloved musicians, Phil Collins, hospitalized.
Uh-oh.
Apparently he had a bad fall and hit his head. They think he'll recover, but he's not in good shape. It actually, he was actually making a recording when it happened. We have the sound of it.
So it was a bad fall, yeah. Huh?
Were those stairs he was falling down?
Is it, was it...
Middle of the night, he got up to pee.
Oh, okay, so it wasn't at somebody else's place.
No,
so
it was in a hotel room. He didn't
feel
room.
It coming in the air, the urine in the night.
I thought maybe he was somewhere else. He's,
and so he couldn't hold on?
He's not going to sue. Because it happened at his own house. Okay.
He's showing you true colors.
True colors? That was... Cindy Lauper.
He remained it. He did?
He did it?
He did.
No.
Yeah. That's why I said it.
You look like Phil Collins.
I know, I do.
After the fall.
Yeah, with a major head injury.
And he's swollen.
The metaphorical fall or the physical fall?
All the fluid on the brain. Well,
thank you. So he gets up to go to the toilet in the middle of the night. He's in a hotel room. You know, hotel rooms, it's dark. You don't know what's everywhere.
Uh-huh.
He started going, and he fell, and he hit his head on a chair, apparently. And he's not well, so.
Was anybody there and saw what he did?
Just the camera.
Saw it with their own two eyes? He just lay there. The hurt didn't show.
Oh, it's just a pack of lies.
Oh, yeah, right.
That's
on.
Actually, there we go. Listen to that.
That's right. A
beautiful. He slips in this one too.
No.
Here's where he slips.
It's awful.
He slips right here. He falls off the drums.
Well, that was a little mashup. I kind of like that.
All right, I got Michael on the phone. Hello, Michael.
Hey, how's it going?
Pretty good. What are you calling about?
Did I hear the power tool?
No.
It was a drum set.
What do people think?
Yeah, that was drums. That was Phil Collins falling downstairs. That was not...
That really is a power tool.
You guys are not sounding very macho that you don't even have a clue what a power tool sounds like. I mean, come on. What the hell?
All right, coming up in about a little less than 8 minutes now, Daniel Cormier is going to be joining us in the studio, so keep it right here. We're going to check on traffic with Lisa. What's going on, Lisa?
On the 405 freeway, if you're coming out of the valley.
Morning sickness continues with Frosty, Heidi, and Frank.
On the rock of Southern California, Rock 95.5 KLOS.
Frosty, Heidi, and Frank show. We got Stacy on the phone. Hello, Stacy.
Hello, how are you?
What are you calling about, Stace?
I don't know. I heard some funky noise. Was that prize tool thing?
No. That was a dog barking.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Dog bark chainsaw. I mean.
Mm-hmm.
What the hell?
What she was referring to was the prize Tool, because I have some Tool tickets to give away. Tool with Primus, Melvins, and the Crystal Method going to be at the Glen Helena Amphitheater June 24th. Plus, you're going to be in the running for a flyaway trip to the Aftershock Festival in Sacramento. It includes VIP passes, round-trip airfare, and hotel stay, all furnished by visitsacramento.com. But you haven't heard the prize Tool yet. But when you do, you'd be the first through on the phone, 1-800-955-KLOS. And you're going to get that.
We've had a cacophony of noises, but none have been Tools so far.
All right. Special guest coming in the studio, Daniel Cormier. He is the light heavyweight champion. He's going to be fighting John Jones at UFC 214, which takes place at the Honda Center down in Anaheim on July 29th. For tickets, you can go to Ticketmaster.com. A highly anticipated match coming up. Oh, yeah. Let's get DC in here. There he is.
You're by me, baby.
I'm back.
Oh, yeah.
Finally. How you guys doing?
Pretty good, man.
Good.
Look at you, newlywed.
Yes, I am.
Yay.
Wearing that ring.
Congratulations. You better wear that ring.
It's hard to pick up my left hand. It's weighing me down.
Why did you do it?
It was time, man. You know, it was time. It was time to get married. You know, I've been with Selena for a real long time, so.
Yeah.
It was time to do it.
She never pressured you?
No, it was actually me. You know, I was like, you know, last year we started discussing a date. We came up with one and we got married. It was fun.
Now, I heard when that moment at the reception where you take the garter off and you flip it over
cue
your shoulder,
the music, you know?
That your buddies are standing there, and I'm sure Cain Velasquez is there, Luke Rockhold's there, and it landed right in front of Luke.
Yeah, of all people. It's like the one guy you don't think is going to... If you're Luke Rockhold, right, and you're modeling and you're dating all these women,
seriously,
you kick the garter away. You don't pick it up. It's right there, Luke. Kick it. Luke actually picked it up. May have been a little inebriated.
It's so funny the difference between the garter and the bridal bouquet, because all the girls get out there and they will, the nicest women in the world will be like...
Yeah, a UFC fight breaks out.
Get right
for the bouquet. The girls are crazy.
Well, I mean, fighting.
They had a couple ladies that are ready to get married to a couple of my groomsmen, and they were like, I'm first, no matter. One of them had the sash on, bride-to-be. She's like, hey, if this is not a big enough clue for you, here, I'm wearing a bride-to-be sash.
Yeah, all right. And the guys catch the guard, they're like, I don't...
Everybody just kind of steps back. Yeah. Like, I don't really... My son, when I got a garter about a year and a half ago, my son caught it and brought it to me.
Oh.
I don't know how that works. He's like, hey, Dad, it's time to get the job. Do the deed.
That's so cute.
Daniel Cormier with us. He's got a big fight coming up, light heavyweight championship against John Jones. John's finally, is he all dope free? Who knows, right?
We don't know, man. All we got to do is trust him for 7 weeks. 7.5 weeks, he just has to...
Yeah, July...
he just has to stay out of trouble. You know, like, you know, there are some sayings that you could say that you can't really use in regards to him because it's true. You just got to keep your nose clean for the next 7.5 weeks. Well, you don't want to really use that, you know, in regards to John Jones.
But this is going to be huge in, you know, as far as people buying the fight and watching the fight, because, I mean, you guys can together. There's no love there between you two.
No. And, not at all.
And I think, you know, in this particular fight, for both of you, you both have a lot to lose. Either way, I mean, John coming back, and then if he loses, I mean, and you getting the title because he was suspended and gone, it's like legitimizes that championship for you. Now, and if you lose, it was like, oh, the placeholder was always just a placeholder.
Sure.
So both, it's intense for both of you.
There's a ton on the line for both of us. I feel that for John... He needs this, you know, because he won the belt at such a young age. It started to define who he is as a person. He was the UFC champion. That was it. Youngest champion in history.
Yeah, you know, 20, right?
23. We didn't know who he was outside of being the UFC champion. So he needs this. He needs this more than I do. I don't need this anymore. I know who I am outside of the octagon. I know who I am inside of the octagon, what I've accomplished. I don't need to validate myself to anyone anymore. And the moment I was able to let that thought go, it made me free.
Oh, wow, that's incredible. You know, I'm upset in a way that John Jones is getting this second, third chance, whatever I guess it is. I'm happy because I want you to kick his ass.
Yeah.
Because I'm irritated that he's allowed to come back after so many screw-ups. But you gotta kick his ass, DC.
For me, there's no other way.
Right.
He needs it. I had the opportunity to fight in Anaheim against someone else, against Jimmy Manoa, and I said, make it Jones. If he's eligible, it needs to be him. Because this is what I've been waiting for 2.5 years. You know, this is the fifth time that John and I have been scheduled to fight. We've only fought once. So
who knows what's going to happen?
I need to fight this guy.
That's why you're saying 7 weeks, anything could happen. I may not even fight him.
Well, five times, you know. I pulled out of one fight, you know. And
you got hurt? Were you hurt?
I got hurt once. John got hurt the first time. And then, obviously, the UFC 200 thing. So, yeah.
Daniel Cormier is with us. You mentioned Jimmy Manoa. He was quoted as saying, you're a bully. He says, you're like one of those fat kids in school.
Yeah.
What?
I asked him, I said, is it like O'Doyle? You remember O'Doyle? O'Doyle rules. I said, am I like O'Doyle? I mean, come on, Jimmy. What is wrong with you?
DC's like the nicest, like boyish, like sweet-faced guy.
I think I heard about you in your early career, like being an Olympian and stuff. You weren't much of a trash talker. You just went out there and you did your job on the mat, or you did it in the octagon. Not much of a trash talker. Did John Jones bring that out in you?
A little bit of that, but also like just fans. You know, like people, they boo you.
Yeah.
When you're the guy that's supposed to be the good guy, they boo you. They don't like you. I just said, wow, I can actually be outrageous. I love being outrageous. So I'm just outrageous. I say whatever I want now. It's like, I honestly say more now and just do whatever I want, and I get people going, you're slowly becoming my favorite fighter. Like, why? I just disrespected you. I just called you a loser. But you like me now? Like, what? Okay.
Part of the training up at AKA? Is like, if, you know, obviously there's the different styles of fighting, but is it also the trash talk as well? Like, you got a guy who's a great fighter, but he can't trash talk at all. He's like, well, you have a pimple.
That's horrible. You.
I'm the champ at, like, driving people insane. Like, I'm the best at that. Like, I've been doing Rosendo all day. I just got video after video of him going. I was making fun of TJ Dillashaw at UFC Tonight yesterday. It's like, I'm good at that. So if I can just mess around, I love it. It's fun. But you're right. You know, as an Olympian and...
You had this, like,
you don't know, level. Like, what are you supposed to do? You know, like, can I be, like, you know, I told Joe Rogan after the fight, I go, they're booing me, but I don't care. I'm still getting this money and getting belt after belt after belt after belt, so boo me. Just care.
And money-wise, after this 214 fight with John Jones, when you win, that sets up the trilogy fight, which is the, I guess, the big payday, right?
Well, no.
Trilogy's always the huge payday?
The money's always, it's been good. But as you alluded to earlier, you know, the Olympian and the quiet guy that said and did nothing, that guy's checks weren't as big as the guy that can exude confidence.
Have you ever gotten, Daniel, the check for move of the night?
Oh, yeah. I've had fight of the night three times in performance of the night,
nice.
Like once or twice.
Nice.
So I've had some good fights.
What's this thing you're doing, Super Dads? You and says here that David Beckham, it's through UNICEF, something Super
Dads.
Well, what's this thing?
They called about something. I don't know all the details on it just yet. It's just they called me about some stuff, but I always kind of just defer it off to my management. Yeah. And then when
talk to my people.
When the process is started, then I'll get involved. But I don't really know all the details.
Okay,
because
Father's Day is like 10 days away.
My wife just asked me about that. She goes,
Super Dads.
What do you want on Father's Day? I'm like, I just want to play my video game and be left alone. You know, don't make me do anything. Don't make me do any chores. Don't add, you know, let me just play my video game.
On yesterday's show, in the 7 o'clock hour, I was asking people to think about their parents and try to recall the sacrifice that they recognize that their parents made for them growing up. Do you remember your parents' sacrifice they made for you growing up?
All the time.
What stands out for you?
What stands out to me most is my mom actually cleaned houses. Down in Louisiana, she would clean houses, and sometimes I would go with her, and there would be like $40 on the table, right? So she'd go there and work all day, and it'd be like $40, and she did it every day, except for Thursdays. And then my dad, he worked for the city of Lafayette. So this man would get up at 6:30 in the morning, go to the parks, like put the lime on the baseball fields, clean the bathrooms, do all that stuff, get off at 5, from 8 to 5, come home, get a bath, eat some dinner, and then leave and go to a pizza parlor where he would wash dishes from like 6:30 to 11 and make like $50. But they were just doing it to make sure that we could actually have
how many kids
enough
in your family.
It was me, my brother, and my sister. It was three of us. But we have an older brother, but he was already married and stuff.
Yeah. What age did you get into wrestling?
I was like 10.
10 years
old.
Yeah,
I started wrestling really young.
And they had this, were you doing the freestyle tournaments and stuff?
I was doing all that stuff, you know, and I didn't start to travel internationally. Nationally until I was in high school. But I also had this guy named Jim Ravenak from New Orleans. He became like almost like a godfather to me, wealthy guy, and he would just pay for a lot of my stuff. And he would just send me all over. First time I wrestled in the world was I was 15 years old. I went to Budapest, Hungary.
So he has to pay, obviously, your travel, because a singlet's,
sometimes.
What, $20? I don't know.
A singlet's $75.
What?
A singlet is $75.
Now they call those the romp hems.
Oh, my God.
That's pretty much
that romper thing, man. Hey, come on.
The singlet, we were wearing the romp hems long before they became popular.
What is going on with that? I keep blocking people on Facebook every time they put a romper thing of a guy. Stop.
You have to do that at least one time when you're doing the announcing. You're so good, I mean, obviously, at fighting, but the announcing, you're natural at it, to wear a romp hem.
I am not wearing
a romp hem. One night.
No chance.
Just for
absolutely
one segment.
No chance. Just standing there with my singlet on.
And don't acknowledge it.
My wife actually goes, how do you guys wear those? Like, how uncomfortable are they? She's like, they got to be uncomfortable. I'm like, you know, they're actually pretty comfortable. I spent my whole life in a singlet. I just stopped wearing a singlet when I was 29. I spent 20 years wearing it. So it was like, became normal, you
know? DC, I have a question for you, because, and maybe guys don't pay attention to it, but I certainly, you know, look at it when I'm watching UFC. Are there different sized cups? Because sometimes guys will come out and I'll be like, oh, shut up. Like, sometimes, obviously, it looks ridiculous on somebody where you're like...
How much protection do you need,
like,
guy?
It's enormous. Like, he gets up on the cage, and it's like he's got, you know...
He's excited he won.
Oh, come on. And I'm like, you do not need a cup that big. So there are different sizes.
There are different sized cups. You got to find one that works. Once you find one that works, you stick with it. I've had the same one since my very first fight. It's never changed.
Well, yeah, so you got the luck.
I mean, you always go with the choice of the very, very tight shorts.
So like
I do wear the spandex because of wrestling. I'm so used to wearing the singlet that it's the closest we can get to a singlet.
I hate the ones that are like...
The board shorts.
The board shorts that are then cut up the sides so they've got some move. Ah!
It's too big. They're too big.
Yeah.
They're too big. It's hard to move in those shorts.
Bulky.
Daniel Cormier is with us. Got a big fight coming up on July 29th, UFC 214 against John Jones. It's going to be at the Honda Center. And if you haven't attended a live UFC event, I mean, this would be the one to go to. I mean, the electricity and the tension is going to be in the air that night. It's going to be ridiculous. And it's a great card. But yeah, definitely go see this. Go to Ticketmaster.com, UFC 214. Daniel, DC, thank you so much for coming in. Always fun having you on the show. Yes, we are rooting for you. And hopefully... hopefully you kick his ass.
And it worked. It happens this time, right? Let's go. Come on, Johnny. Boy, 7 weeks. 7 weeks, boy. 7 weeks.
Just be clean for 7 weeks.
Let's
get this thing done. Didn't Gustafson just say that he thinks that maybe John was doping the whole time?
Yeah. Well, because...
They didn't test for it back
then,
did
they? It just seems like, no, they were using, like, yeah, individual labs, and he's had some test results come back with some tricky numbers. And also, it's hard to think that a guy that will do all this negative stuff is not willing to do something that would actually help him, right?
Right.
You got to think, a guy that's willing to do, he tested positive for cocaine a month before we fought, right? This is the biggest fight of his life. Two undefeated guys, huge fight. If you're going to do that a month before, you're telling me you will not do something to help you? And then there's stories, you know, there's stories that he once hit under the octagon at Jackson's because USADA was there to test him. You know, he said he stayed there for 8 hours.
What?
But yeah, you know, and crazy thing is, like, his teammates are so open to actually tell his stories. It's so sad that his safe space in Albuquerque is not his safe space, because the people that are around him are so willing to go, I was there when he didn't come out of, you know, he hit under the ring when he found out USADA was there. So it's like, he doesn't have a safe space.
Well,
it's crazy.
That's kind of sad.
It is sad.
At least if you, you know, even if you're a bad guy, it's like, but you got your circle of guys.
You should have your teammates should have your back.
Yeah.
They don't.
Yeah, when you're sandblasting a couple of hookers, you don't keep talking about that stuff. Yeah. I thought we were bros.
What? Yeah, we're doing that together, right? If we're going to be sandblasting together, right?
Oh, my God. Quiet.
You knew I was going to probably bring that up at some point.
Oh, it's so crazy.
The news conference you guys had where you mentioned this to him, I think I have the audio of that. You have that, Eric?
Is he really going to be in Anaheim? Is this guy really going to go to the fight? Is this guy going to mess this up again by doing steroids or snorting cocaine or sandblasting prostitutes. What's this guy going to do to mess this up this time?
Prostitutes. Like, what?
And then John goes, prostitutes. Prostitutes.
And we're like, what?
I love that. Sandblasting prostitutes. That's
okay,
awesome.
So first off,
you're not getting booed anymore, are you, Daniel?
No, it's crazy. Again, right, so I got I'm just ridiculous now, and people are cheering. What? So, sandblasting prostitutes. All right. I learned that, and then I said where I learned it, and it seemed as though I was throwing the bus over my man Luke Rockhold. Luke Rockhold says that he has never done that. It's because he watched The Wolf of Wall Street. I said it wrong. So I was so on. I said it wrong. But that's why he goes, thank you for backing the bus up over me, saying that you learned it from me. I was like, well, you're the one that told me this shit a couple hours ago. You get what you do, man.
And to sandblast a prostitute is to take cocaine and you blow it into the air. Well, it's like a cloud.
It's crazy. And he also
and
said, like,
love and goodness.
There's a number of explanations. Watch The Wolf of Wall Street, I guess. I haven't seen that for a while.
You just got to come up with just random things like that. Just, so, you know,
just
like,
random shit that he does. That does just, it's not even real. He's stuff
powdering
up
donuts.
And you're like,
he's dusting nightstands.
What's that mean? Did you see his new T-shirt? John Jones has a new T-shirt. Think Coca-Cola.
Okay.
Enjoy Coca-Cola, right? It's red and white, and it says, enjoy Johnny Bones. Right?
Oh.
So, what? What?
Yeah.
That's his new shirt. Enjoy Johnny Bones, his name written in the Coca-Cola script.
He's really owning it.
Can you believe that?
We got 7 weeks. We'll find out.
Unreal, yeah, John.
I can't wait.
Come on, man. 7 weeks.
Daniel Cormier, thanks again for coming in. UFC 214 coming up on July 29th. The Honda Center. Get your tickets at Ticketmaster.com. We've been running long. Got to get some traffic from Lisa May. What's going on, Lisa?
I had all lanes blocked for a time on the Ventura Freeway.
Just had Daniel Cormier in here talking about the upcoming fight with John Jones. John Jones obviously had a drug issue with Coke. But I saw this in the news. Two Papa John's employees in Washington State were arrested for selling cocaine from the store.
Oops.
Yeah, cops became suspicious when they noticed customers snorting the Parmesan cheese. So that's how they got busted. All right. Now, Lisa Mays joined us. What's going on in the world, Lisa?
Cristiano Ronaldo is the world's highest paid athlete for the second year in a row. The Real Madrid star made $93 million.
God.
Yeah.
Learn how to kick a ball, kids.
Holy crap. $58 million salary and bonuses, $35 million in endorsements. Second on the Forbes list is LeBron James. He made $86.2 million. Nothing to sneeze at. And Barcelona's Lionel Messi made $80 million. He's in third place. A 23-year-old guy in Peru has killed himself, and it looks like he was copying 13 Reasons Why. When 13 Reasons Why debuted on Netflix, people were worried that it might be glamorizing suicide and lead kids to kill themselves. This guy jumped off the balcony of his fourth-floor apartment while his mother was there. Police found two suicide notes. One was a goodbye to a girl. The other had instructions for certain people to listen to recordings that he'd made
totally
on his computer. Yeah.
Huh.
Totally that. Bill Cosby, once comedian, you guys, always a comedian. Tuesday, after hours of testimony from Andrea Konstad, who has accused him of sexual assault, he walked out of the courtroom and some onlooker was singing the theme song to Fat Albert, and Cosby responded. Takes it very seriously. That's news of the day. Can't help himself.
Also, George Clooney in a mall welcomed twins to the world. But this somehow, I don't think this is the first time George Clooney's welcomed twins. You know? How many sets has he gone through? 1-800-955-5567 is the number. Coming right back, we're Frosty, Addy, and Frank.
From the Morongo Casino Studios, it's Frosty, Heidi, and Frank on 95.5 KLOS and KLOS HD1.
Thank you for joining us. We are Frosty, Heidi, and Frank, broadcasting every single weekday starting about 6 a.m. Thank you for being a part of the show. If you want to actually be a part of the show, you can always call us 1-800-955-KLOS, or you can text the show by texting FHF. And then your comments to 68683. Be sure and follow us on our social media as well. Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, it's all FHF Show. Also, our website is FHFShow.com. Lisa mentioned that Hawaii has become the first American state to pass environmental measures that adhere to the Paris Climate Agreement just days after President Trump said, "We're out of here." The governor says, "Truly, in this day and age, it's time for states and governors to lead." So pretty much every state's doing their own thing and not adhering to what President Trump says.
Well, that's kind of cool. So the good that would come from following those things can still happen if it's done on a local or state level.
Does anybody in this room not believe or believe that climate change is not happening, that it's all just a load of hoo-ha?
Sammy doesn't.
Sammy doesn't believe climate change.
She goes, because even if we did like everything to like be good with car emissions, and they're still trying to. I'm like, well, yeah, but she doesn't believe that climate or global warming or any of that's real at all. Not even.
Is that true, Sammy? You don't believe that climate change is happening? That it's all just a big farce?
Well, I think that it's just the natural course of the way everything works. There's going to be another ice age. That's how the climate has always worked.
Did you see that movie with Jake Gyllenhaal? It happened in like 2 days, right? Good. In the troposphere, doubt it comes.
So what was hot will be cold. What was cold will be hot. Yeah. It's happened before. It'll happen again.
Burn the books in libraries. Stay warm if you have to. This this agreement thing that the president pulled us out of, they're even acknowledging, yeah, the planet is warming up. They were specifically saying, but the United States is bound to really strict, like, measures. We have to reduce our emissions by 25% in the next 5 years. But no other nation in the agreement was bound like that. The others were voluntary. They said they would try. They'll try their best in the next 20, 30 years. And so when they pulled out, their justification was, yeah, we need to do it too, but we're being punished by having the strictest of all agreements. So we want to renegotiate that. So it's nice that the states and cities in some places are still going to follow it. That's a good thing. Maybe we should renegotiate the treaty and be like the rest of the countries. Then it'll all be fine. But see, on the face of it implies like we're going, we're not going to do anything. Well, that's not necessarily true.
Well, if you're going to have the strictest rules, then you are the leader saying, look, we can do it.
Right.
No, we're going to be lax because we're putting out more emissions than some.
Well, us in China
have to be a little more strict.
So the critics are saying, well, now what we've done is we've relinquished the leadership. We've given up the lead on that, which we have. And that makes a lot of people nervous.
I think the evidence that climate change is happening is that tornadoes are occurring where normal people live. How do you explain that? It's not climate change.
They would get them here now, right?
Yeah, if you don't care about climate change, it's just a less hurtful way of telling your kids you hate them.
Right, like, not my problem. You deal with it, little Susie.
Yeah, I kind of like it right now. Yeah. Deal with it when you're an old lady, Susie. You can't go outside.
You know, my family's in Florida, and they own property there, and I've seen maps.
Stop bragging.
Hate Florida. I have no interest in inheriting.
What if they leave it all to you, and you've got to deal with your
property?
But
the thing is, but my sister lives there, and she's got kids, and they'll have kids someday. So the family property will be handed down someday. But I've seen maps of what's going to happen to Florida in the next 1,500 years.
Tell us.
Half is going to go under the water.
Yeah.
Because the whole state's only 6 feet above sea level. Some places
soon,
are only a foot or two.
Oklahoma's going to be known for its beautiful beaches.
Yes. So way by to Florida.
There you go, Sammy.
So not a good time to buy there.
No.
I don't know if you knew this about climate change, but this is actually true. The Earth prefers to describe climate change as transitioning.
You know, Alaska's probably like, you know, I feel warm. I've always felt warm on the inside. And I just, that's what I want to be. I've always felt like Hawaii.
Are you doing anything for the climate, Frosty? You stop using hairspray?
I haven't used hairspray since I had.
Until he bought that Ron Popeil fake hairspray.
I still have a container of spray mousse that I used in the 80s, and I still every time I move,
that
I keep finding it.
That may have gone bad.
I haven't thrown it away. It's that maybe that gooey white sticky stuff you'd put in your hair. Let me rephrase that.
No. I plead the fifth on that one.
When's the last time you moosed your hair, Frank?
There's something about Heidi.
Mousse.
Not with mousse. I don't even know.
Even since the 80s? In the 80s, you didn't have spray mousse? Sticky white foam. It's like foam.
Looked like shaving cream.
Yeah, and you put it in your hair, and it sticks
keeps
up. And
it
maybe
wet, like,
back then, in the late 80s, early 80s.
Never did a little L.A. gear.
That was more gel, wasn't it? The L.A. gear gel. Yeah, I remember L.A. gear. At least I got a bottle someplace.
American Crew gel, remember that?
Right, yeah, yeah. That's
I still have my gels and mousses, but no hair to put it on.
And no place to buy it, Frosty, because your favorite stores are shutting down. 66 more Sears and Kmarts are going out of business, including four out here in California. Oh, so where are you going to get your clothes and tires?
No! No! No!
You know what? I'd shop at Kmart more if they'd have someone go around and pick the crap up off the floor in the aisles. It's like that store doesn't care. People go in there and they shop. They look at it, they just throw it down. And you can't even push your cart down the aisle. There's so much crap laying there.
And no worker like goes to take care of it. They just go, eh.
Just lays there. You got Halloween stuff still laying there in the middle of the aisle.
I mean, if they're shutting down stores, they really can't afford to have people put stuff back on the shelves. They had to cut back. They probably got the stock boys or the folders and the reshelvers got fired.
I guess. Mm-hmm. But I guess the sort of people who shop at Kmart, and sorry if this is one of you, is the sort of people going, if I look at something in a store when I go to like Target or Walmart, I pick it up, I decide I don't want it, I put it back where I got it on the shelf. In Kmart, you just throw it on the ground.
Now be honest here. What do? You get a shirt, you hold up a shirt that's been nicely folded, and you're like, oh, let me see. Hold it up. I don't think the XL is going to do it. I think I need to look for a double X. Now, do you fold it, or do you just kind of flop it over folding. The top of the...
Do you wad it, or do you sloppy fold it?
I try to fold it.
Yeah, you try to fold it.
And then I try to find where it came from and try to stick it in wherever...
And I pretend I work there. Now, what about this? What if you're shopping and you have something in your basket or your cart, and you're far away from the aisle where you picked it up from, and you realize you don't need it.
Oh, I know.
You got something else. Do you go all the way back to the aisle and reshelve it, or do you just place it wherever you happen to be with random other things? Like, why is this spray cheese in with the socks?
We've all seen that, where you're like, oh.
I did the other day in Target, sorry.
Yeah.
I picked up a small electric fan I was going to use by my computer at home. Mm-hmm. And on the way, I said, I don't need this. I've got one just like it. So you can find it next to the candles and greeting cards. Oh, look, a fan.
Which is by the front, so you just go, I'll just leave it here. That's what if I change my mind, I try to just, you know, where all the gum and candy is, there's like a top shelf of that little platform area. Right. I'll just kind of sit it up there. Because I'll do it like at the counter.
Oh, you're one of those people.
Yeah.
You see the last minute people that take it out, it's always above the drink machine.
Right. They're right there. Yeah. That's where I sit stuff.
We got Wyatt calling about climate change. Hello, Wyatt.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
What's up, man?
Long time listener, first time caller.
Hi.
Hey, I was wondering if you guys, since you're talking about the climate change and everything, I was wondering if you guys ever heard about what the founder of the Weather Channel was having to say about it.
Well, I really haven't checked in with the founder of the Weather Channel.
Yeah, what's he have to
say?
No,
just because he was all over CNN because they've been, you know, since this stuff's been all over, and he was actually talking about, like, you know, a lot of this weather change and the climate and all that, it's all a lot of bogus and all that, because basically 90% of the scientists that they use to basically get those results kind of have to go with what they have to say to kind of, you know, refund.
And so does the guy who started the Weather Channel.
Right.
Yeah, because, you know, he's an actual real scientist, you know what I mean? He started
so are scientists. So is Bill Nye the science guy. He's a real scientist.
But Bill Nye says
he's not. He's actually technically just an engineer, but unfortunately.
Thank you, Wyatt. And there's a difference between weather and climate. You can't go, look, it's cold and gloomy in June.
In California.
In Southern California, in this desert, it's raining. Mm. Weather and climate are two different things.
Yeah.
It's about the CO2 getting back in the greenhouse gases. And then when the sun hits it and it bounces back up, it's going to get hotter and hotter and hotter. Now, if everything melts, to be able to reverse it at that point, it's going to be too late. So before that happens, why not just restrict yourselves now? Yes, the world's always changing, but why speed it up?
Very well stated. And we've all seen the Al Gordon documentary, right?
Inconvenient Truth.
Right. Now, the thing is, there was a tipping point, which we're pretty much, you know, like a teeter-totter is right there balanced. And then once it teeters, it's no longer tottering.
No.
Our teeter-totter is going teeter to totter. We're right at the tipping point right about now, historically speaking. And the thing is, you watch the Al Gore documentary, and then people watch that, and they leave and go, no, and they refute everything in it. So I don't know who you believe anymore. Because for everything that Al said that made sense in that, there's people who have other documentaries refuting and making just as much sense the other way. I'm not a man of science. I'm not a scientist. I don't know this crap. I don't know. But why not side with caution? Why not side with the one that...
You know, when
this is right, receiving.
Watch the weather at night or a meteorologist, and they'll be like, oh, it's going to be a hot one today. It's 107 Woodland Hills. Let's take a look at the record set back in 1804. It was 127. And then people are like, see, it was hot back then, too. We were like, that was like one day in the 1800s. That's it got that hot, but not since it's not been that
weather
hot.
And climate are two different things.
Yeah, we had 5 years of a drought, now the reservoirs are full.
It's what's happening now. Climate's what's happening over long periods of time. If you're changing that those patterns over long periods of time, that is climate.
Mm-hmm.
But let's say it's hot today.
But that's what people do.
They're two different things.
The simple-minded, you know, we have had two or three of the hottest summers on record. Tell this hot, sweaty guy down there in Biloxi, Mississippi. You know, Oh, by the way, the North Pole, do you know boats the last couple of years, they can now sail all the way across the North Pole area. They didn't used to do that.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, in places they can get where they couldn't get before. You used to do the icebreaker. So
one day Santa Claus up there, he's not going to have a red velvet suit. No, I saw where someone's
at one of the most northern points where this cabin is now offering like mountain bike to the North Pole. Expeditions where you can go there and you can stay and you can mountain bike. What? You're mountain biking up there now? I mean, that's how...
Aren't there polar bears up there?
Well, downright balmy.
But didn't you have to take snowmobiles or those snow cat machines?
Well, that's what he's saying.
Blizzard and winds. People are mountain biking at the North Pole?
I wouldn't trust it. The ice is thinner. You fall through and you die.
That's what I'm saying. It's changed so much. It's like, okay, this is shorts weather. Let's go biking. You wouldn't even own a bike before up there.
Probably not, no.
Well, there's expeditions.
But what if you have kids?
Yes, I do.
What if your great 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 grandkids, you know, a couple hundred years now, look back and curse all of us here? I mean, what if that argument
they're
going to
be
right?
Mole people or live underground?
Right.
Mole people. But Frosty's right. But the teeter totter analogy is like if you're the kid on the teeter totter and you're on the ground and there's nobody on the other side, but it's safe down here. I'm still on the ground. I'm not up. I'm not suspended in the air. I can't fall off. Can't hurt myself. I'm just sitting on the ground, my knees bent, and there's nobody on the other side. Climate change is like stacking a fat kid slowly on the other side, where it's like... the kid is fat, and he's still eating fast food. He's never going to lose the weight where I'll be back on the ground. You cannot reverse it. So now we're suspended in the air going, what are we going to do? We didn't realize this. You saw the fat kid.
So what's wrong with putting the fat kid on a diet? It's good for him. It's good for you. It's good for everyone.
Right.
A strict diet. Right.
Other people are going, oh,
that way
please.
We can actually have, you know, be there right in the middle of that perfect balance. Yeah. Or, you know, we're just a lot safer than being at the top point.
And a few more decades of research and science builds up. And if the research is wrong, then go back the other way. In the meantime, why not?
Err on the side of caution.
We have Joseph online, too. He wants to educate us on what climate change actually is. Right. Okay. Hello, Joseph.
Yes, you're very sarcastic, Frank. I understand. But actually, if you understand scientists, there's actually two studies that you should research. It's called the Volstagg Ice Experiment.
Which boring! 300...
I've actually read that.
You've read it? Wow.
The Volstagg Ice Experiment,
which actually shows that for the last 300,000 years, CO2 increases do not predicate global climate raising. So, and then also, why don't you look at NASA's recently released photos of the ice caps and show that they've actually increased from the 1977 levels. So, again, I think your liberal nonsense about scaring everyone to buy things and to have a, you know, globalized society to which, you know, the United
scare
States...
Scare everyone to buy things? What would hurt going with a little greener energy and to say and reducing
green
emissions?
Because green energy, do you know how many actual jobs are actually created between green energy and actual real energy? There's been an actual net deficit of $2.8 billion in the, quote, green energy field. So do you want to keep...
Really? You think so? Or is this there's not enough money going into it because there's not enough effort to actually make that work?
Well, we're investing $2.8 billion a year, and nobody else is investing anywhere close to that throughout the rest of the world, including China. So I wonder, it just seems that, again, just like with this whole Paris Climate Agreement, the United States has to drain our wealth of over $3 trillion to spread out so everybody else can live and, you know, have their special little whatever they need in every other country. But you want to drain our wealth and accuse us of doing something to the earth, which we're not
doing. What are we going to do with the money anyway?
Why don't we reinvest it into infrastructure, into education?
How's that going? How's that going? As far as infrastructure,
Pretty good. I mean, we have more roads in California than the rest of the world combined. So I
and
mean,
they're all still packed with people.
Yeah, well, we have more roads. Did you know the United States has the amount of roads it takes to actually go to the moon?
And 40% of our bridges are need replacing, by the way, and are unsafe. We have them, but they need repair.
And what about that education of money? How's that going?
Well, if you would have unions, I mean, why don't you look at our California budget and see how many teachers and unions have get pensions at 55 years old.
Oh, my God. Boring. Boring.
Lazy bastards.
Exactly. Yeah.
But Joseph makes a good point earlier.
I understand, Frank.
Before he started throwing the liberal thing around. He was making a good point. Mm-hmm. You know,
I'm making a good point because it's reality. And as the previous caller stated, the founder of the Weather Channel is actually a geologist and a climate scientist. So, again, why don't you ask, it's funny how liberals say 90% of scientists agree.
There we go.
That's
again.
That's not true. science is not a collective agreement. I think Galileo was pretty much,
Anyone else done with Joseph? I've tuned him out. I'm thinking of lunch.
I'm thinking of the Queen song.
Thinking of a gas grill.
Yes. Well, all those people went down in history, and you guys won't.
You don't believe that there's CO2 helping increase the temperature of... But you believe that Noah survived a great flood. So shut up.
No, I don't believe in religion at all.
Okay.
But in reality, the fact is that nitrogen released from farming and cattle... Okay, releases much more.
That's methane. That's not nitrogen. Nitrogen's a fun.
And also, the gas released from the thawing tundra is releasing more than the farm animals. Joseph doesn't understand. I'm on his side on most of that stuff, but he wouldn't let me get a word in. When he throws that liberal crap out there, now the polarization happens. It's us against him. I'm not going to listen to words you're saying because you're a liberal. I ain't no liberal.
Right.
But he's absolutely right. We can't give away the farm, so to speak. We should renegotiate that damn agreement. It wasn't fair to the United States. We need to take the lead, but we were being completely punished for taking the lead. However, the growth in industries like natural gas and coal, which we have here, are good, but they're not nearly as the growth that's going to happen in things like solar and wind and green energy. The growth potential there is huge. We're no longer taking the lead in that if we're relinquishing our lead to China.
Yeah.
But anyway.
Oh, my goodness.
It's a mess.
Why don't you go hug a tree?
Yeah.
See, that's the problem. You take a side on this and some of the other side has already painted you in a corner. You're a tree hugger or you're a...
I know it's so weird.
It
doesn't matter where you are. If you're told one thing, whether you're in the liberal camp or the conservative camp, whatever, and you're told something, you automatically believe it. And then so with Trump saying there's fake news, that's all fake stories, and it's hard to tell what to believe now. Perfect examples: North Korea, when the citizens of North Korea are told something, they believe it. Mm-hmm. I mean, 100%.
They're brainwashed.
And then when you hear what they believe, you're like, oh, come on. So. Here's an example, okay? People in North Korea believe hamburgers were invented by Kim Jong-il.
Oh, yeah, he tells them he does everything.
Yeah.
Yeah, the great leader does everything.
We know different than that.
We know.
But they think we're ridiculous. We said, no, that didn't happen. He didn't invent that. This has been around. Hamburgers have been around for a long time. This is how
it's
been.
Like,
no, it's not. No, it's not.
Do you remember that Stephen King movie you hated called The Village?
Yes.
Yeah.
Where there's a little isolated village. Hate to ruin it for you, but it's been 15 years. A little isolated village, and all the people grew up there. The elders knew the truth, but they told you propaganda and lies. If you've never been outside the walls of the village and you spend your whole life in there, you believe what you're told. That's this hermit kingdom, North Dakota.
Korea, it's also the hermit kingdom of the liberals and the conservatives. It's like maybe you should open up a window every now and then and look to the other side and feel the breeze that's coming in.
Absolutely. Right.
And decide whether you believe it or not. Just listen. Don't just be so locked into what your current belief is, because he didn't invent hamburgers. Mickey Mouse wasn't invented in China. That's what they believe, too. They were told Lady Gaga is a man.
Oh, for God's sake.
Well, I'm not sure about that one, but still.
She's horribly named, if that's the case.
I mean, maybe you're trying too hard by naming her Lady Gaga.
I mean, how about we just, somewhere in the middle is probably where we should all be. Just, a little bit of this, a little bit of that. Liberals, like, no.
This is why, Heidi, that I hate getting in political discussions with people that are activists or really, like that one guy you called. He wears on the end of his sleeve. I don't hang out with people like that because they're no fun. Mm-hmm. all of us have our own beliefs, and if you have a couple beers at the bar with your buddies, you can share them. But people who have this as their agenda, and you're absolutely wrong about everything, and I'm right about everything, that's unfortunately what's been guiding the discussion, these polarized sides, and that never solves anything. What I do know is I'm buying a Powerball ticket because it's up to $435 million.
Is it drawing tonight?
Saturday.
Oh, Saturday. Okay.
$435.
Think of the polluting I could do with that. I'm going to get a bunch of tractors burning fossil fuels in them. Start them all up and just have them idle.
I'd buy every can of hairspray and hire people just to
spray it.
Hairspray and tractors idling.
Screw you.
I'm going to buy a million chainsaws and chainsaw every rainforest.
Bye-bye, trees.
There we go. Because that's what rich people get to do.
Right. Anything they want.
1-800-955-5567 is the number. Let's go to Amy. Hello, Amy.
Hi.
What are you calling about?
I heard the power tool.
You did? All right. Oh, yeah. That was a the chainsaw.
That's...
Say yes.
Yeah.
All right, you're going to see Tool with Primus, Melvins, and Crystal Method at Glen Helen Amphitheater, June 24th. Plus, you're in the running for that flyaway trip to the Aftershock Festival in Sacramento. That includes VIP passes, round-trip airfare, and hotel stay, all furnished by VisitSacramento.com. Congratulations, Amy.
Oh, my God. Thank you so much.
Stay on hold, sweetheart. We will hook you up.
Well, you strung everyone to the very end of that power tool thing.
I really did.
Ooh.
Congratulations.
It's like, how am I going to use this chainsaw unless I'm chainsawing down a rainforest?
Right, it worked
perfectly. Let's talk climate change.
Yeah.
That's how I'll get it in there. Right at the very end.
Do you have a chainsaw, by the way? I've got one.
I don't currently own a chainsaw, no.
You ever used one?
Talk about yeah,
feeling like a man. I've got one.
Why do you have one? You don't have a yard.
Where are you sleeping?
That's why he doesn't have a yard. He cut it all down.
I had some little trees, little ficus trees. But mine was a baby one.
Are you sure it's not a hedge clipper?
Well, it had a spinning chainsaw.
It was a gas.
It was electric with a cord.
It doesn't count.
Well, yeah.
You can't have an electric chainsaw and call yourself a man.
I know. It's embarrassing.
Well, you can't chase girls through the forest with one anyway. Oh, I'll just run until my extension cord falls out. Oh,
I'll chase you for 25 feet.
That'd be funny, though.
It sounded like a chainsaw, but if you looked over, you'd see me with a little baby electric cord thing. It's like, oh, dude.
See Jason run through the woods, all of a sudden, the snakes are down on the ground.
The girl gets away.
The cord ran
damn
out.
Retractable cord one, too. But we digress.
Don't forget to join us this weekend on Saturday. We're going to have a pet adoption day hosted by the SPCALA. Where is it again?
SPCALA is going to be in Long Beach inside of El Dorado Park. We're going to be there, meet the whole staff, be hanging out, all starting at 10 in the morning till 4 in the afternoon at various times we'll all be there.
Food trucks. It's going to be fun. Bring the kids, bring the dogs.
Adopt cute little pets there. Come meet my dog, Denver Dog. He'll be there about noon.
Mm-hmm. I'll be there. 10 o'clock.
And tomorrow, I got a little backlog of tickets. We're going to have some more tickets for Classic West. I didn't get to give those away today, so I'll have a couple pairs tomorrow. Also, more chances to win some Corn and Tool tickets and get possible in the entry to win the Aftershock Festival tickets as well. Going to have some Def Leppard tickets, Boston tickets, Zach Sabbath tickets, John Mellencamp tickets. It's going to be a ticket giveaway tomorrow, extravaganza.
Stay or go, too, at 9.
Stay or go at 9. Too. Anything else happening tomorrow on the show that I don't even know about?
And we're giving away that Aftershock at the end of the show.
All right.
Cool.
There so, yeah.
All right, we have to apologize to those of you that we may have offended today and get the hell out of here.
Sorry to close-minded liberals and conservatives, the mole people, Kmart, and Jake Gyllenhaal.
Bloodhounds, Christians, Lenny the Lobster, and Goldenschlager.
High school graduates, ballerinas, Zima, and Jeff Sessions.
Phil Collins, Paul from Sprint, Flashers Mailman, and Bridge Jumpers.
The Gap, Jennifer Nettles, Dog Parks, and Kitten Rescues.
Greg Louganis, A-Rod, the Energizer Bunny, and Boost Mobile.
Culture Club, Hot Teachers, Billy Elliot, and the state of Louisiana.
Hawaii, Papa John's dealers, Oscar De La Hoya, and L.A. Gear.
Daniel Cormier, Luke Rockhold, the North Pole, mountain bikers, sandblasted prostitutes, and Lady Gaga. You really have to listen to the whole show. We are Frosty, Heidi, and Frank.
Sports on tap. Southern California, 95.5 KLOS.
Dodgers won a pitcher's duel early yesterday at the Ravine as Kershaw prevails over Strasburg. He's now 8-2. Corey Seager tied it with a homer. Yasmani Grandal won it with a double. And as Dusty Baker's team leaves town, they have an off day today and they'll face Dusty Baker's former team, the Reds, tomorrow. Angels lost to Detroit 4-0. They have a matinee early this morning. And on the NBA hardwood, it's all but over. After the Cavs stepped in it, not scoring in the final 3:09 against the Warriors, losing Game 3 in Cleveland 118-113. I'm Pete Fox at Sports on Tap on the Rock of Southern California, 95.5 KLOS.